Hey, Dad?
Yes, son?
Where do babies come from?
What?
Where do babies come from?
Well, from inside of your wiener.
What?
Inside your wiener, there's all these little eggs.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah. Well, how does that turn into a baby?
Well, you find yourself a girl and you put your wiener in her. And then you squish all your eggs out.
Well, do you, like, pee in her?
Yep. Then the eggs grow into babies, and then she pushes them out.
Like with her poop?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if she doesn't push them out, will the babies get too big and crawl out of her mouth?
Probably. Jeez. Never thought about that.
Well, what do babies eat when they first come out?
Boobs.
Did I eat boobs?
Yep.
Gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
So, you have eggs inside of your wiener, and then you pee them in a girl, and then that turns into a baby, and then she poops it out, and then it eats boobs.
Yep, that's about it.
My real dad said he doesn't want me coming to the park and talking to you anymore.
That's okay, I'm really not supposed to be hanging out with little kids anyway.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, November 17th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 113 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 8 p.m., but right now it's not 8 p.m., so how the fuck are you doing, Braden?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm awesome.
You good?
Good.
Well, that's good.
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 So, yeah, thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday Night Show. We have a fantastic podcast for you this evening. If you're listening live, thejamhole.com/chats, where everyone's chilling. And thejamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit that we might possibly read on the show. So, today we do have a special guest in the studio tonight. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right.
If you guys have been listening to the show since the very, very earlier episodes, the ones that all pretty much totally suck.
Yeah, I kind of wish those didn't happen.
Yeah, well,
I wish we could have just started out good.
Well, when does that ever happen? When can you just do something and have it not suck?
Well, that's true. I'm just saying this is the time where it should be like that.
Well, if we ever figure out how to go back in time, we'll take our podcasting ability and go back and we'll redo those shows.
Right.
So they will be awesome.
That'll be good.
But yeah, Mike was on one of the very early episodes back when it was me and Travis sometimes, and then it was me and Braden sometimes.
And then Holly was on
Holly,
it sometimes.
Yeah, so I think it was episode 4 or 5. I don't know. Do you remember what episode?
3 or 4.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not really important. But basically, Mike is the guy responsible for this whole show kind of being what it is.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, like I've said before, we weren't sure if we were going to stick with this whole thing. So we didn't want to pay a bunch of money for a server, and Mike is the guy that hid our show on this other server.
Hid, so, nice.
Right, hid until it got to be over 8 gigs and getting
Can't
lots
really
of...
hide anymore.
Yeah, getting all this traffic and shit like that. And also, while we're talking about this, the reason we have him on the show tonight, well, one of many awesome reasons is...
Awesome!
It's your fucking birthday, motherfucker!
Woo!
Happy birthday to you, motherfucker. Happy birthday to you, you punk-ass motherfucker. Happy birthday to you. I hate your face and your balls, too. How old are you? Oh, hold on. Before you say that, we're going to play a little game because Braden doesn't really know how old Mike is.
No.
So once you see the man here, you've seen him in all of his glory. How old do you think he is?
Earlier I guessed like 27 or 28, so I'll go with that.
That makes me lol.
Yeah.
So, how old are you, Mike?
38.
38 years old.
That's a little off.
Just a little bit, but
only by 10 years.
You can never tell by looking at him because he has that young baby face
right. That's
never had an ounce of drugs in it or like just totally pure. He is a Christian. He lives the most pure. He is like two steps back from Jesus fucking Christ himself.
That's pretty impressive.
I know. How does it feel, Mike, to be 38?
All right, hey, the guys on the internet are saying my levels are too high, so I'm going to back off. Hey, internet
people.
Well,
now you're too quiet.
Well, that was just because you were yelling right into it.
Is this better, internet people?
That's fine. We'll,
that's fine. All right.
Yeah, you look good there. So how does it feel?
As long as I look good.
Oh, you look fucking popping. Your stees right now? Holy shit.
My stees?
Yeah. There's no room in this fucking studio for our stees because your stees just rolled in.
Your stees was even hotter when you had that jam hole shirt on.
Right?
What's a stees?
Stees? Oh, how would you explain it? Stees is like your image, but
right.
It's like...
Your style.
Yeah, your style, your fucking... Your aura that is projected out from you. Like, ask me how my stees is doing.
How's your stees, Matt?
My stees is hot and popping.
Okay.
All right. How's your stees, Braden?
Hot.
Shining.
I'm balla.
Flossing.
Shit.
Flossing down Schlossen Boulevard. Fuck yeah. So, in retrospect, Mike, to your life, how does it feel being 38? When you were growing up, is this where... You had expected to be when you turned 38?
No, you know, I looked around at my creation today and I'm not pleased.
Not pleased?
I'm far short of my potential and pretty much everyone's expectations.
Yeah, so when I came over to his house, and this was today, but back when we first started the show, I was talking about how when you walk into this man's house, it's like, oh my God, cats just fucking everywhere.
Oh my God!
How many cats have you accumulated now at this point in time?
Right now, I only have 6.
Only 6? You're slacking, dude. What?
What's your record?
Yeah, what is the most cats?
I think we had 9 at one point. How many did you have? Because we're kind of going head-to-head for a while.
Yeah, we totally were. We were having like a pussy collecting game.
Pussy war going?
A pussy war, head-to-head style. I think I had about 7 or 8 at my at the culmination of my cat herding farming days.
Yeah, I think it was 8 that we both kind of topped out at.
Shit! What the shit? Oh, fuck you up. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, so I go into his house today and he's like, dude, it's my birthday. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know that because you're not on MySpace or anything. So that's how I kind of keep track of birthdays and shit. So I'm like, holy shit, dude. And I kind of look around his house and I'm like, man, you are living the American dream. You are the epitome of the American dream.
What is the American
dream? Pitt is right anyway.
The pit? His place is what we like to call the data dungeon. And it's just, I have some pictures from when I was going to move into the spare bedroom he had. And basically, this room is like a storage shed, kind of. Just shit everywhere, like literal shit. And then the figurative shit everywhere. So we took all that stuff and we put it out into the living room, and it made just the most massive pile of
shit.
Shit is the only way I can really think of to describe it.
Just random objects.
Yeah, like, and when I say the American dream, I just mean this man has managed to collect and surround himself in so much, I don't want to say filth, but you have a lot of shit, dude. Like, it's, do you just...
It's filth.
It's filth? Do you just never throw anything away, or did you... Actually, let me rephrase that. When, at what point in time in your life did you stop giving a shit?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm sure I used to give a shit.
Can you narrow it down?
Yeah, once upon a time? Probably about 6 years ago when my engagement was terminated. It kind of all went downhill from there.
That'll do it.
I don't know. I think you kind of didn't give a shit before that, though.
Yeah,
didn't you?
But then I really didn't give a shit.
Like, after that was just the end of any little sliver or hint of giving a shit.
You know, I don't think I actually met you until after that. So I think the whole time I've known you, I haven't given a shit.
Not. So now, with that line of thinking in your head, can you narrow it down to the one thing or event in your life that just made you stop giving a shit? Is it the economy? I'd like to say maybe because we have a black president now, but you didn't give a shit long before that. Like,
I don't, you know, obviously, you know, I think that was actually it. You know, the engagement being broken off was really, I'm not going to say everything was totally awesome before then, and then it sort of ended.
What would you say everything was like before that?
Definitely better. You know, believe it or not, that Christmas before that happened, I had a Christmas party at my house. We cooked food in my house, like a turkey.
Really? When is that the last time you've ever cooked food in your house?
That might have been the last time the oven was used for anything more than pizza.
Or heating the house.
Or heating the house, yeah.
I don't know if, I guess you listeners don't know this, but yeah, you have no heat in the house.
No. There's no heat here. I do have an electric heater.
Right. Well, there's heat here. It's just focused in one certain part of the house that needs the heat. Like, I'm good. Yeah. My body temperature, for some weird reason, is a little higher than most people.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know.
And I also have this cool thing. It's a hoodie.
Oh,
it's black.
Yeah.
It's got this logo on it with this, it says the jam hole.
What? Oh, yeah. I've heard of that shit. Yeah. Those kids are pretty funny.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
They do, to put it in Mike's words, they do preach some ignorant fucking shit.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that was a long time ago after we kind of got in the swing of things. It was from that point on, it was me and you. And I was like, so, you know, we're doing it, and we like it, and we're going to stick with it. What do you think of this show? And I was, like, so proud and excited, like, look at what I just did. And he just kind of looked at me with that look that you would give your dog that just dumped on your brand new carpet. And he's just like, you guys preach some ignorant shit. How many death threats have you gotten so far?
You know, you got a couple.
Yeah, that hasn't happened
in
a while.
It's been a while, though. Yeah.
You've gotten death threats?
could call it that.
On the Flathead Beacon.
Yeah, we're apparently racist here.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was back when that story about up in Libby, these Asian mushroom pickers
got... It was either that or, this isn't the country kitchen buffet.
Oh, yeah, that...
It was that one, for sure.
There was also... That wasn't the racist
thing. Was the first one, though.
But yeah, there was this story about this old lady that drove right through a building, and the building she drove through, or he, I forget the details, but it was someone related to the old person, and... If that old person had to go to the hospital because a child in their family was sick and dying or some shit. So if that child wouldn't have gotten sick and went to the hospital, that person would have still been sitting at the desk, in which case the car would have plowed right into her and killed her.
Right.
So we made a bunch of fun of that and, you know, further cemented our point that old people should not be fucking driving. And they're like, oh, you're so insensitive. You're going to hell, this and that. And I was like, sorry, dude. What is that, your grandpa or something? And she's like, as a matter of fact, yes, it was. And I'm like, so how can you have faith in a God that makes your daughter fucking sick and dying just so that you have to go to the hospital so that your fucking grandpa can mow through this building and not injure you? Like, really, guys? Cool. That's awesome. Way to go, religion.
Woo.
So, you are a computer programmer by trade?
Yeah.
How's that? Computer is that guy. What? Where did you go to school? I told everybody I thought you had 2 degrees from Cambridge, but that wasn't.
No, it's Carnegie Mellon, CMU in Pittsburgh.
Right. And what degrees did you get there?
I have a bachelor's in computer science and a bachelor's in electrical engineering.
Very nice. You are actually for, you know, you wouldn't think of it just by looking at you. Like, if you didn't know this guy, the first thought in your mind when you first see him is, like, either pedophile or just, that like, there's something not right. But then once you get to know him and talk to him and shit, he's actually a really cool guy for being, you know, a geeky motherfucker, which is kind of weird. What, why don't you have a MySpace or a Facebook or anything like that?
You know, I've been on the internet since 1988.
You wrote the internet, as I heard, actually. Is that just a rumor, or is that true?
No, I didn't write the internet, but if you Google for my name, you'll see posts on, you guys know what Usenet is?
Yeah, it's like news group type
of
thing,
yeah,
right?
It's the original thing. Way before the web, that's how people communicated. There was no web to make web pages on. You just write stuff on Usenet. It's like a forum, a bulletin board system, but it was the only one there was, so the entire internet used it. And yeah, I have postings on there way back from 1988 that you can find.
So,
so
what?
I've been around a while. So, you know, I never, by the time MySpace and those things came around, you know, I just, I'm like the old get off my lawn geezer. That just, that was like what the kids did.
You're not on the internet to make friends or,
you know, you know, actually I've been thinking about maybe I should make a MySpace page and a Facebook page just to, you know, try to get a girlfriend or
say
something.
That you're like an 18-year-old guy in perfect health, rich, all that stuff. And,
you know, sitting around my room, somehow I don't really meet a lot of women.
Yeah,
like,
weird. I wonder
people.
Why
yeah,
that works
know.
Like that.
That's, wow, I never would have thought. Did you try the old trail of candy leading out to the bus stop?
No, you know, I have, no, that's not entirely true. When I had those other two people, Jess and Sean, living with me, Jess actually brought over a girl for me, and eventually one night she just left her there and said, well, you guys should hook up, and we did, and she ended up being my girlfriend for like a year and a half, so that has worked.
How old was she?
16.
And how old were you at the time?
You know, 34 or something.
That's a good age gap.
Good ratio.
Yeah, so...
But she was also the mother of a 2-year-old son.
Oh, so. Well, that... I like to think in my perfect little world that regardless of a girl's age, if she has a child, mm-hmm. you can automatically tack on 20 to 25 years.
She's automatically an adult now.
Right, to her age.
Right.
So that null and voids any misconceptions about how old she might be. Because you have a kid,
yeah.
Bam, that's it.
Yeah, their age is no longer
your
matter.
Childhood is over.
Because I dated a 22-year-old girl that I felt was, you know, much less mature than the 16-year-old.
Yeah, so, well, having a kid kind of forces you into that little maturity.
You'd like to think
what I was going to say. How you choose to deal with it is on a person-to-person basis.
Yeah, you can either deal with it and become more mature or not deal with it and then just be 16. Still.
Right. So how, I don't know, like what keeps you going every day? Because I've seen people on the internet in better situations than you that have decided to end their lives. Like, what, you wake up every morning, what keeps you going?
Drugs.
Is it drugs?
It's a big part of it. You know, and I've just, I don't really have that much stress in my life, really. I've really kind of focused on
drugs.
You know, that too, which helps. But
that takes a lot of time out of your day. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but you try sustaining a good solid heroin or pill habit. Like, it's very time consuming.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, you know, a lot of people go and they'll go to college like I did, but then they graduate and then the first thing they'll do is go and get a job that's very much a career job, a demanding job, where they actually have to get up and be there at 9 in the morning every day. And then they get a girlfriend that turns into a wife, and they have kids, all because they feel, well, this is what I need to do. And, you know, those people, well, then they have a family. They have a lot of stress in their life. And,
well, they're miserable as fuck, yeah. too. They think, like, all these things are what you're supposed to do.
Right,
because
it's programmed into them.
Right, tradition says
yeah, exactly.
you do this thing, and if you don't do that, then everybody looks at you like you're a fuck-up. But it's like, how happy are you guys compared to how happy are we?
Yeah, I'm going
to
do what makes me happy.
Granted, you could be in a fucking concentration camp, Jewish, during World War II. As long as you were on drugs, you'd give two fucks.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it's like, oh, shower time, woo, can I shoot up first? No, all right, well, maybe after, and then, you know, the gas comes on, then you're dead, but...
So well, then it's all good, really.
So would you say then that perhaps drugs was that turning point in your life where everything went to shit, or was everything kind of going to shit before
well,
that?
Well, you know, after my fiance broke up with me, that's when I started doing the drugs about 6 months later.
So did you move up here for her, or you
no,
met her after you?
I knew her from before. She was actually the girlfriend of one of my friends from college. For a long time, and
nice.
Then they broke up, and you know, eventually I kind of hooked up with her. But we'd always seem to miss each other. She was living in Portland. We were living together all in the house, and they were still going out, and then she moved to Minneapolis. And
how
then,
awkward was that?
Well, it wasn't at that time because we were just friends, and then after they broke up, then, you know, years after that, I hooked up with her. But she was living in Minneapolis where she'd followed some other guy, and then right when she moved back to Portland, I'd moved back to Whitefish. So, yeah, I probably should have left Whitefish back then, but here I am.
Nice. So, right and here. you're able to just maintain all of what you need for your day-to-day life throughout all of this shit, and you keep going.
Well, it's not easy, and, you know, there have been times when I've just lain in bed all day, and, yeah, it's hard to find the motivation to get out of bed.
So is that because of the drugs, or was there something in your brain that, like, maybe depression in your family or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I definitely had some problem before that, and I don't know if it's genetic or if it just expressed itself. Because I know in high school I didn't have a problem getting up in the morning, doing all that shit, but by the time I graduated college, I was totally fucked up.
Like, college just sucked the life
yeah,
out of you, kind of?
Yeah, it may have. You know, I might have just burned myself out. That might have been the peak in my life. So, there you go.
So what do you strive for now? Are you just kind of doing what we're doing and just kind of waiting to die to see what the next step is? Or
wait to get lucky?
Do you have, yeah, wait to get someone that listens to the show that's an investor that'll go to
or just a millionaire.
That'll go to thejamhole.com/donate and drop us a mill so we can move to Amsterdam and open up our coffee shop / fucking Jamhole live studio thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what are you striving for? I mean,
you know, after graduating college, I really felt that, and I got a job afterwards, and I worked for my dad, which is always a bad idea, and he paid me minimum wage. And
what did your dad do?
He did, like, industrial controls, so I was doing a lot of stuff with electric motors.
Right.
Working on miniature computers that ran them, you know, the kind of stuff I went to college for, but it sucked. I wasn't making any money, and it was pretty hard work, and, not really rewarding. Like, you know, one example is it was the middle of summer, and I was in a windowless lab working on this device that I had designed from scratch, and then I was working on it and I got it all working, and then one day my dad came in and said, well, it turns out that those people we're doing this project for, all they wanted to do was have us get it working, and then they were going to steal the design, so, you know, this project's canceled. So, you know, I just wasted basically this whole part of my life just because someone was trying to pull a jack move.
Because they wanted you to be what they maybe wanted to do, so they tried to force it on you.
Well,
and
the problem with engineering and programming, and a lot of times you get into these really exploitation situations. I see this happen a lot. You get some dickhead that doesn't know how to do anything, but you know, they're good at talking bullshit, or they have money for some reason. And then they say, well, it'd be really cool if we had this, and it's a program or, you know, some kind of toy or device or whatever, and then they have no problem getting tons of engineers and programmers to slave away making this bullshit thing, you know, just like in the old days when you had the king, or, you know, the king of Egypt says, you guys are going to build me a pyramid for my grave.
And right, then, they get some crazy idea, yeah. And then they have, they don't care how many people die or how
long.
You have
generations of people working on this shit just for them. And, you know, that's still kind of what it's like today when you get some of these jobs.
Well, yeah, because the people with the money have all the power, because right. You're working for them.
And where did they get the money in the first place? Somewhere down the line, one of their ancestors fucked one of our ancestors and ended up on the good end of the stick,
right?
And then it just kind of, you know, continues on from there.
Just get lucky, pretty
so
much.
So the poor people keep branching out to be even poorer, those that don't kill themselves or OD on drugs, and then the richer people, granted, a lot of times they'll end up getting sucked into drugs or killing themselves.
Because what else are they going to spend their money on?
Right, hookers and blow. I mean, I can't think of anything else.
Fuck, if I had $1 million, it'd be gone so fast.
Well, I don't know. I think now, with, you know, what we're doing, I think we'd be all right with the mill. So, thejamhole.com/donate.
If you want to do you think PayPal would allow $1 million transfer?
They fucking better. So, in the chat, MDS says he went to that same college. Did you see that? Did you know his teacher there?
No, Randy Posh, I don't know if you guys know about him, but he was a professor who had cancer, and he became somewhat famous for his really inspirational speech right before he died, and I guess he was a really great guy, but he was after my time. You know, I graduated in 1993,
right?
So he wasn't yet a professor at that time. He was probably a grad student, actually.
So also, back when I started this little computer business, Mike was the guy that kind of did it with me. And we did pretty good until it, you know, we fixed shit so well that, you know, we would only hear from our customers like once a year.
Well, the trick is you got to fix their problem and then break something else.
Right.
But they won't notice for a while.
That's why I tried to get Mike to, like, program us a little virus thing, but he's too noble to fucking...
Well, there's enough viruses out in the wild, and...
We could have just harnessed one of those.
We just didn't have quite enough work to keep that going, and...
Right, then, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but trying to maintain a business when it's just two people and both of those people are totally junkies, like, it's hard to do.
It's hard to keep a stable business in that kind of environment.
It's like all the money that came in went right back out to fucking buying drugs.
The day and it came in.
Right, and then if we didn't have drugs, we weren't going to do any work, so we kind of fucked ourselves there.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that, you know, you've really turned around. You have a stable job now. You've had for years. You're
one
doing
and
this,
a half.
You've done, this is the 113th episode of this show. It's really a lot more stick-to-itness than I've ever seen you display in the past.
With anything.
That's like 9 months.
You know, if anything got the least bit hard or tedious, you would turn into the whiniest little bitch and
over it. I fucking hated it. And granted, a lot of it was these people that have all this fucking money, they want like all this extravagant shit, but then they don't want to pay for it to get done. Like, so they're basically the people that go out and try to get something built for the least amount of money, and then when it's all finished, they wonder why it's shit. And it's like, well, if you pay for shit, you're gonna get shit, unless of course you hire, you know, like illegal immigrants or something like that.
Well, that's kind of the way to do it now.
Yeah, and it just, it always goes back to that thing that people always seem to want what they can't have. It's like the whole thing that's been in the news lately with the gay marriage thing, and like, do we want to allow them to get married or do we not want to? And it's like, you guys, I personally, I don't give a shit either way. If you want to be miserable like the rest of fucking society, go right ahead. But it seems
like... But
even like,
if you don't, you're still miserable.
Yeah, well,
like the rest of society.
I don't know. I'm not living that kind of lifestyle. But it just... It's like, why... It seems like the only reason they want to be able to get married is because they can't.
Yeah.
It's like people that...
But although I've heard a lot that don't even want... the ability to get married.
Right. It's almost like the hardcore gays are telling the other gays, like, shut the fuck up, faggot. We don't want to get married. That's why we're gay in the first
this
place.
This is exactly the ignorant bullshit that upset me about show. Do you know actually know the issue about gay marriage? Do you know why it's a big deal?
I don't.
All right.
Please,
here's what the deal
enlighten
is.
Us.
All right. Let's say you are a gay faggot. Let's say you and Brandon were gay faggots.
Who?
You and Braden.
Who's Braden?
Braden.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry. And Braden. That's what is that, like a donkey? Braden?
Ray.
Braden.
Braden.
All right.
Okay.
So you and Braden are gay faggots. You suck each other's cocks and fuck each other up the ass, and everything's great. So
got
you.
It. Hey, I think everyone gets the point.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, you know. You're gay.
Right, okay.
So
check.
Let's say you're gay, you're living your gay life in this apartment, and let's say you actually own something of value. Now,
big or, hypothetical here.
Huge hypothetical here.
Or, you know, let's say you actually had a job that had health insurance. Now, if Braden was a girl, it wouldn't be a problem. You could get married, and then she would be on your health insurance, no problem. And if you died, your life insurance benefits would go to her. You know, that's the way the world works. Now, here's the problem. Let's say now you're gay and you're trying to do the same thing. Well, you can't get married, so you don't have those legal benefits of marriage. Now, you could go to a lawyer and say, I'd like to draw up a contract that would do the same thing, but it's not going to work. First of all, your workplace probably won't extend your health insurance to someone that isn't a female that you're married to.
But is that the only reason? Is just for the benefits that come along with getting married? Because from what I've seen, they want the whole, you know, the festivities and all that shit that goes along with it. It didn't seem like the whole, like, if they wanted insurance, you could go and purchase insurance.
No, well, the core issue is really the legal. See, the problem with marriage, it's two things. There's one is, you know, the tradition and everything like that. But the other is the legal status that you get when you're married. And gay people have found out that when they try to go and have alternate contracts, they aren't honored in the courts. You've had situations where someone has died and the partner, you know, usually the family hates them, and the partner doesn't get the inheritance they were supposed to get. The family of the gay man that's died will go and take all that shit, which would never happen. You know, it wouldn't be an issue in a regular marriage because those laws are set. And that's what the whole thing revolves around. They're trying to get those legal protections. Now, you know, there may be ones that want to have the ceremony and everything, and that's what happens is those two ideas get mixed up. The religious people say, you know, they're trying to muscle in on this holy institution where the real issue is getting these legal rights that you can't get as a gay person.
Well, so is it, isn't church and state supposed to be separated as far as that goes then?
Like, it's supposed to, but, you know, that isn't really the case.
Well,
in this
what?
Country.
So, you, being the state, you get to just pick and choose and fuck everybody else.
Well, and that's the situation you have. You know, in a state that prohibits gay marriage, if you and Braden were to be partners and you died, Braden wouldn't have any of the same protections.
So I heard, I forget who said it, it was one of the lesbian people, and they were saying, so if we aren't allowed to get married and we don't have those rights, then why should we have to pay taxes and shit? If you say we're not technically a couple, then why should we have to do all of these things that actual couples would have to do? Like, it seems like a total hypocritical thing to do.
Well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's what they're fighting against.
It's like we're not second-class citizens, so it's like with pot smokers. People are like, oh, people that smoke weed are second-class citizens, and you don't get this, this, and this. It's
And that's exactly, you know, that's part of the American culture is that people are villainized. You know, if we want to talk about drug use in other countries, if you have a drug problem in Europe, they say, oh, okay, it's a health issue, but here you're a bad person and you should go out and die in the streets because, you know, if you're a drug user, you're a piece of shit, and
here,
it's
a criminal issue instead of an actual disease. Like, they'll treat alcoholism as a disease, but if you're addicted to heroin or pills that you got initially legally from a doctor in the first place, you're fucking screwed.
That's because alcohol is, you know, accepted alcohol, into society.
Right.
So are prescription drugs.
Well, yeah, you kind of.
If you're Rush Limbaugh, but you know, if you're a black man, then you're a piece of shit.
So yeah. Who that? See, that just, I don't know. That seems so.
Oh, it is wrong. Yeah, it is fucked up. And you know, the other thing is you can't really talk to people about that. They just get upset and they don't want to confront it. It's weird because in other countries, adults sit around and really talk about issues. But here, if you try to talk about stuff that isn't football or what's on TV, if you talk about something that someone disagrees with, you can't have a conversation where they say, okay, I disagree with you, but we can talk about this. You know, it's they take it personally. They get upset with you, and, you know, they don't want to do that.
Yeah, they instantly get offended, yeah. And then that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is that just how we are as a society?
Yeah, that's how America is brought up. You know, they're a very important thing that people in this country, unfortunately, aren't really trained or taught to do is the ability to believe one set of things but have the ability to deal with things that contradict it at the same time.
Can't remain open to it. It's like if it's right. Not the way I believe and think, then go fuck yourself and we're done talking.
The American way is like, well, if there's a problem, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to fix it. Well, sometimes there's problems you can't fix. You know, there's people dying of AIDS. There's all these people dying of hunger and easily curable diseases. But yet you still have to get up in the morning and go to work and deal with that, even knowing that. And, you know, a lot of people, they get really upset when you talk about that, and they want a solution right away. It's like, okay, well, we have this problem here. Let's go and fix it. And then when they find out they can't deal with that. They can't just put it aside and go on with their life. And so,
and initially, you can trace all of that back to greed, pretty much. Like, why? Like I said this in an episode a long time ago. Anything that anyone's ever done that was really great or above and beyond, the motivation for it was money or power. Like, that is the main motivating force in this country for people to do anything. It's like, would you get up every day and go to work if you weren't getting paid to do it? Like,
right,
what would we all
another,
be doing?
We'd that's be, another problem. Yeah.
And that's why, like I said, sports people and celebrities, like, they're two of the most highest paid people because they take our focus off of what's really going on, and they focus it on that. So it's like, don't worry about what the government's doing. Let's go watch the Super Bowl and shit. And people totally fall for it. They,
you know,
buy into it.
What I find really interesting is, you know, with President Obama being elected, a lot of people have come out of the woodwork screaming about, oh God, no, socialism, it's the worst thing ever. First of all, I think a lot of people don't seem to understand that there's a difference between communism and socialism, and they also don't seem to realize that, you know, the successful countries in Europe and Japan, those are all socialist societies. And, you know, you often hear things like, well, God, you don't want to live in a socialist country, you know, thinking of some Eastern European.
So what they're calling socialism is actually what they think communism is.
Right.
So they're just switching it up. They're saying he has all these Marxist views. If they're not going on about, oh, his middle name's Hussein, it's like, well, he's gonna take away guns and this and that. And
but, you know, it's really strange is in other countries people don't go bankrupt because they get sick, where it's normal here. You know, it's totally acceptable here for that to happen. People just accept it as if it's okay. And another really strange thing is you'll talk to people who are very poor and they'll completely defend the rights of the rich fuckers that are keeping them down, that are stealing everything from them, because they've been fed this lie about the so-called American dream, where the rich people lie to them and say, oh yeah, you know, you can pull yourself up and you can succeed, where it's total bullshit. I mean, the rich people have made sure that there's no way that if you're at the bottom, you can ever get up. And yet they've brainwashed the poor people so effectively that those people will actually defend the rich people while they're fucking them over. It's
right,
a very strange situation.
You're trained and bred to basically worship the people that are making you poor and brainwashed and shit. It's that whole thing about how in this society, the rich people get richer or they stay rich, and the poor people stay poor or get even poorer.
Well, where do you think the money that the rich people have are getting it? fucked from all the poor people because they drained them of all their money.
And that's because everybody's focus is diverted from what's really going on through the use of sports and celebrities. It's sad when a respected news outlet has stories about what the celebrities are doing on their front page, and then the stories about all the other shit are pushed way to the back.
Yeah, we're all just being conned, basically. I mean,
but that's the thing. Don't you think there's enough people that can see through this bullshit to make something change? Well, like, it keeps going on this
way.
Yeah,
maybe there is enough people that know, but not anyone that's actually going to do anything.
Well, why is that, though? Don't you think if you look at something and it's so awful, you would do everything in your power to change it and make it better? Like,
well, they don't see, though, because part of it is that we've got this whole media machinery to distort the truth, to, you know, that's what it's all about. Like, television 24/7 does nothing but to spin the facts and to constantly churn out an alternate reality for you, so that even if every day you go outside and see how fucked up things are, the TV keeps reinforcing this other worldview that says, oh, it's not really so bad because, you know, this thing out here that you're seeing, even though you see it with your own eyes, that's not what's really going on. It's actually like this other way.
So is it that whole thing Timothy Leary said back in the day about how to operate your brain? Everything that comes through your eyes has a bearing on how your life is going to be. So whatever you are fed from the media is what your reality is going to be. So if they tell you all this shit and how the shit is, then through your brain processing it, it creates that reality for you.
Yeah, and plus that there's still so many people that trust the government and trust the media that they're telling them what's actually happening and what, you know, the truth is, but they only tell them small bits that they want to hear, and then the rest they just, you know.
It's because if you can't trust the government that you supposedly elected to govern you, like, who can you trust then?
Right.
I mean, what are you left to do?
You know, back in the beginning of the 1900s, well, kind of, between 1900 and, say, 1940, unionized labor started getting really big. And, you know, unions are really vilified, and there's some good reasons for that. But back then, it was much more of a social movement, too. I mean, now it's only about what happens at the workplace and getting your raises and your health insurance and all that. But back then, the unions were a real big social movement that actually worked, you know, that were trying to tie workers together and saying, you know, work with your neighbor. And that scared the shit out of the government.
Well, yeah, because,
and they,
you know,
they waged a huge campaign to not only destroy the unions, but, you know, culturally to get the perception of the people that unions are evil, which is still the way it is today. You know, if you go back and read American history, you all know about, say, the Boston Tea Party. You all heard
that
story.
Right.
And you're probably taught that, you know, these brave Americans went and rebelled against the evil English. Well, that's total bullshit. What it actually was is, you know, these founding fathers, they were all running smuggling operations on the side where they were getting tea in and avoiding the British taxes.
Right.
That's what that was really all about. They didn't want to pay the legal taxes to the British, they wanted to make sure their little smuggling operations could keep going. So the Boston Tea Party wasn't, you know, the evil English government against the revolutionary heroes. It was the evil English government against a bunch of smugglers and bandits.
So do you think that was the same thing with the whole alcohol prohibition? Was it?
Yeah, actually, there are companies, all the American distillers got wiped out, and there were foreign interests that donated and lobbied to keep prohibition going because they're making a ton of money on it. And, you know, when the country was founded, you couldn't just vote. Only people who had land could vote. I mean, the whole country was founded by the same people that are the rich fuckers today. It's never changed. It's always been that way, right, from day one.
So, of course, back then, the people, like you said, that controlled everything were the ones voting. So, of course, they would vote.
They were the only ones even allowed to vote.
So they would vote to make things stay the same or get better for them, and everybody else pretty much got fucked.
You guys know about the Revolutionary War.
Right, of course.
Did you ever hear about Sherman's March?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
So hold on before you get into that. So this is kind of going into how the kind of history that's being taught in school.
Yeah,
is
I'm just
very...
kind of going all over the place to kind of illustrate how. Yeah.
Well, you can say that what was taught in school as a history is either very biased or it's like
it's completely wrong.
It's one side's point of view. Like I heard this thing that history books in Japan or history books in Germany, even though it's all the same history back when, you know, we all lived in one area, but depending on which region you are in, it's there's different things that are all taught as fact. So how I don't understand, like how can you educate? I mean, are we not even trying to educate people then at that point?
Well, not really here, that's for sure.
You're trying to educate them to better what your agenda is then.
Yeah, the whole educational system in the United States was designed to produce factory workers, not people that think independently, but people who have been conditioned to not get out of line and to just, you know, work
with the
flow. Right, exactly.
Right.
Which is really hurting us now because that's no longer needed. Now we really need people who can think for themselves.
Diversity. We need it diversified more. It's like the whole natural selection or genetic type of thing. If you have a bunch of, say, amoeba that all have the same genetic code, as soon as one thing goes wrong, they all die because there's no diversity in it. Mm-hmm. There's no stronger genetics moving on because it's all the same. So that's in essence what they're creating here, is just a group that is all the exact same. So whenever anything that changes gets introduced into that society, it all dies out. No?
Well,
sorry.
I'm not so sure about that. I wanted to make that point about Sherman's March just to kind of demonstrate again, like, so who were those people that fought the Revolutionary War? You know, they weren't the rich upper-class merchant. Those guys stayed behind in the safety.
Right.
They were, you know, just like they are today. They were the poor people.
They're playing a chess game, in essence.
They were the dirt farmers. They were sent out, you know, fight this war for us. They were the ones getting killed and maimed for life. Well, so they were farmers. Well, while they were out fighting the war, the bankers whose life they were saving were staying back in their cities and racking up the taxes on their farms. You know, so these guys come back from fighting the war. Well, they haven't farmed for a year or whatever, so they don't have any incomes. And the banker said, well, that's too bad. We're taking your farm.
So they went and fought for these people, and then when they got back, they had nothing.
Nothing. They got kicked off their farms. And Sherman's March was basically a guy, Sherman, and a bunch of these farmers marched on Washington to, you know, because it's bullshit, and they said, you know, we're veterans, you know, don't take our farms. And in good American tradition, they were pretty much intercepted before they got to the Capitol and
kicked
you
to
know,
the curb.
Yeah.
So, at the beginning of that march, or at, like for that war, what motivated the farmers to take up arms and go fight? Were they promised certain things like money or land or something? Like, why did they do it in the first place? Why did
like these days, you know, they were told, you know, you don't want to. Actually, slavery had a lot to do with it. See, Britain at that point didn't have slaves, and they wanted to abolish slavery in the colonies. And so the whole cotton trade in the country was based around slavery. If slavery was abolished, well, gosh, you know, actual white people might have to start working, and we can't have that.
Right.
You got to understand that things like the cotton gin, when that came about, it wasn't visualized by the people at the time that, gosh, we can get rid of our slaves. They're thinking, oh, man, now we can have plantations of tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of slaves. That's the way they're thinking of expansion, you know. So, the whole country is, that's not the history that you learn in public schools. But it's really important to understand where that comes from, to understand the way things are now. And it's really never changed. It's not like we used to have this America that was really awesome, and at some point the bad guys took it over. It's always been this way, and lying about it has always been part of it, too.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, if they actually taught you this stuff, like, the truth in history class, then people would realize how shitty of a country we live in and probably would team up against it, and that would kind of ruin their whole plan.
Well, I understand why they don't, but it seems to me you should have both sides of the story presented to you, and then you personally should be allowed to make the choice, you know?
I don't think our government would want that for us, though, you know?
Of course. So, in your opinion, then, what do you think, how can any of this be fixed? Do you believe that it's past the point of no return? Or do you think there is actually a way out of this?
Well, I think before, you know, before we even get to that, we got to step back and look at the entire world. Now, some people say, oh, humanity is great and we'll have technology solve all our problems. But
other people say humanity is just a huge parasite, just sucking the life out of the earth we live on.
But I think, you know, the whole world and the way the world is that you know now is going to come to a pretty abrupt end here because of the whole oil thing. Like, we're out of oil and there's no energy replacement for it, and that's pretty much game over. So I'm not even sure it really is going to matter that much, because while we're squabbling about all those kinds of things, the rugs are going to get pulled out from under us.
Do you think, like, I've heard some people, not necessarily the hardcore conspiracy theorists, but some people believe that we're going to get to a point where we're going to lose our electricity, we're going to not have any oil, and basically things are going to go back to day one. It's going to be a dark age all over again. Do you think something like that could possibly happen?
Yeah, you know, it probably won't be quite like the Dark Ages, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be pretty much...
What I'm saying is, you take all of these people, by now, at this point in time in our life, we're so used to living a certain way. We have all of our convenience and our routines and all of that shit. And one day, it's just going to be, it's all going to be totally gone.
People are going to lose it.
Yeah, I don't think these people know enough to know what they're going to do when that happens. Like, it's going to be complete and utter chaos.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I hate to say it, but I think that's going to be the point in time where natural selection will kick in and it will go back to being survival of the fittest like it was back in the day, you know? Instead of survival depending on your bank account number, it's going to be how smart are you, how witty are you, how quick can you solve certain problems and shit like that. Do you think it'll get to that extreme, or will it be a slow and painful death, so to speak?
Well, I think it'll be a fast and painful death for a lot of people. You know, they're just going to die out. You know, I think about right now, if we didn't have electricity, like if one day
we take you home after the show and we go to sleep and we wake up in the morning and there is no electricity. Like, it's gone. Chaos, right? People would loot. It would be every man for himself, basically.
If there was none anywhere?
I think people would lose all hint of humanity in them. They would revert back to Neanderthalish animals, basically. Yeah.
Just primal instinct.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We've been going this way for so long. I think the majority of the people have no primal instinct. They have no survival skills other than what they watch on TV.
I don't know. There's a lot of people in Montana who hunt.
Well, yeah, so. But I'm saying, like, overall.
Well, yeah, overall, it's right.
Like, we'll be okay up here, Grant. We have deer. We have... Yeah.
Lots of animals.
But eventually, there is a lot more people than what I think the land could support. You know?
Oh, yeah, if we're all trying to live on what's just here.
Right. It'll come down to people will start stealing from other people. It'll be a big war, I think. I don't even want to call it a civil war. Because
it won't be civil.
There's nothing civil about war. But I don't know. I think it will actually end up like everything. The whole globe will, in essence, be a third world country. What we think of today as a third world country. Just people getting gunned down in the streets, looting, riots.
It's pretty bad as it is.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying way worse. The government will try and step in, which will cause a police state, which will make people even more frightened.
Well, it's kind of already working its way to a police state as we speak,
I think. So what can we do? What do you think the end game of this is all going to be, Mike?
Well, you know, one of the few things that I've seen people can do is gardening. I mean, even if you have a patio, you can grow your own food, and that's really one of the big things in life. You don't think about it much because it's easy to just go to the grocery store and get food, but if that doesn't happen anymore, you'll be back to the way people were not so long ago, where not starving to death was one of the most important things
but
in their life.
But we're not big fat slobs like we are now. We can't drive through McDonald's and feed our fucking five kids.
But, you know, you can you can grow a good amount of food in a small garden or even on a patio, and that's really one of the few things I've seen that really make a difference. Is that way you're not relying on, you know, the centralized food supply coming from somewhere else.
So you think basically then, in order to survive the coming dark ages, in essence, we need to study how people lived before all of this greed and power and convenience.
Yeah. Before electricity and all this technology.
Yeah. We need to look at what they did and start learning that.
That's
basically
definitely part of it. And also look right now what's happening in what we call third world countries, where they don't have energy and things like that simply because they're poor.
But they're still alive.
Right,
so obviously
they're still living somehow.
They have enough resources to sustain a minimal amount of life.
But see, you'll never... Sustainability is a dirty word, too. You know, that's really un-American, because America's about progress and, you know...
Being the best. And,
yeah.
Right.
You know, just
improving.
Like trying to keep everyone alive, that's not really an American way of thinking.
But
it's getting there, though, with the whole crash in economy, I think, has really turned a lot of people's attitudes around. For the first time, they've seen, like, oh, things can get really shitty.
Right, and the people that lived through the Depression are like, oh, this looks mighty familiar, but they don't give a fuck because they have, you know, a few years left to live.
And then they're done, yeah. Don't matter.
Well, that's crazy. I'd like to think that, you know, we'll be doing this show as long as there is electricity, and maybe
and
once the electricity dies, me and Braden will take turns on the hamster wheel fucking powering this shit.
But then again, who's going to have electricity to get it?
I am really, though, I'm almost glad that I'm alive to possibly see this happen.
It's
going to
be epic.
Totally. It's going to change.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Totally. Like, every day I wish that I'm gonna pull up my Google News and it's gonna be like, we're fucked.
Gonna say we're fucked,
one headline, we're fucked. And then I don't know, it just, I'm so hungry for something more and something different than getting up and going to work. And like, I love doing this show, but everything I have to do around the show, it's just like, it's so monotonous and routine, and I hate it. I'm so fucking sick of it. It's like, I almost look forward to this happening so we can, you know, don our Mad Max gear and our samurai swords and our guns and just, yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be cool.
I don't know. I'd rather it didn't happen just so we can go to Amsterdam and then just live great.
Well, right. That or
I'd rather have that. I'm hoping for that one.
All right. Well, let's move on. I do appreciate that, though. We don't usually talk about that kind of shit because, for one, we really don't give a shit. And for two, because we really don't know.
No.
Because we preach some ignorant shit.
Yeah.
So we got an email from 26 and it says, all right, here we go.
Oh, by the way, speaking
Please.
Of 26,
Please.
His birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you. That's all you get. But really, happy birthday,
happy
man.
Happy birthday.
We appreciate 26, him and Paulo. They've kind of been with us since the beginning. They've been great helps to the show, and we really do appreciate everything you guys do for us. So he writes in, all right, here we go. The guy, quote, "Can I rape you anally?" was for serious. The bitch is a cop. He got 3 years probation for this and is out on the streets. Of course he is.
Of course.
Attached to this email is the log. Matt is obviously the rapist.
You kind of, yeah, I could see you being a rapist.
All right, so we're going to do a little reenactment here. Hi, are you busy?
Not really. What's up, ASL?
I'm 29, male, Southern Cali, West Side.
13 female. What is it? 5'6"2
13?
Yeah.
Jackpot. You look way older. Lol.
Cool. Cool.
Can I ask a fucked up question?
I guess so.
Do you have a rape fetish? No. And were you ever raped?
No.
No to both?
Yeah, no to both.
Okay. I like rape.
Creepy. Why would you like to hurt people for?
No. Silly girl. I'm not a rapist. Lol. I just like it. I'd never actually do it unless the chick wanted me to act it out or something.
Oh, that makes sense.
You got any more pics?
Yeah, I got more on MySpace.
Well, I mean the kind you can't put on MySpace. Lol.
Nope.
Are you a vision?
A vision?
A vision?
How is the vision? Is it venomous?
Is nice. Are you a virgin?
Yeah, but I did some stuff, just not sex.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't know. A nice guy, I guess.
Ah, maybe we should hook up and I could fuck you in the ass.
Ouch, I think that would hurt a lot.
Yeah, but it's a good pain, you know.
I guess, would you really want to do that, or are you playing?
You know, up to you. Where in LB do you live?
What do you mean? I just live in LB. I'm not giving you my addy or nothing. I don't know you yet.
I know, lol. But, like, where in LB? Like, what streets?
I ain't telling you that. I don't even know you. After we chat more, I can tell you, but not now. You could be some freak.
I'd like to see what your ass looks like, though. Could you take one pic of that?
No way. I don't have any... I don't have a digicam, so if I took him, you wouldn't get to see him for, like, a week or something.
Oh, so you'd let me fuck you in the ass.
I don't know. It sounded like it would hurt.
It will.
Then why do I want to do it, lol?
Lol? Because sexual pleasure is good.
But not if it hurts really bad.
Well, it goes numb, too, you know.
Just sounds crappy to me. If it's no fun, I don't want to do it.
So, I'd fuck your pussy, I guess.
I don't want to get pregged, so you'd have to bring stuff.
Of course, lol.
Are you just playing with me?
I'm serious if you are, lol. So, are you serious, lol?
It would. That's weird. I hate this. Just got to point this out.
Hey, thanks for breaking character. I was almost getting a boner here. You totally fucked
the
me.
Way that they type, the fucking teenagers, like that teenage typing.
Just deal with it, son.
It's driving me crazy.
Hey, I hate a lot of things, too.
I just had to say something.
But I deal with it. Just saying.
Okay.
I bet you lost your spot now,
nope,
huh?
Back in character.
Holla.
Holla. Now I lost my spot.
Yes!
Okay, but seriously.
So, hold on. Before you continue this, find your spot. I'll find mine because I probably just lost it.
Right.
So, we're going to play a new game. If any of you guys, we're going to turn our whole show into a drinking game of sorts. Mm. So, the deal is, whenever either of us loses our place, you have to drink.
Oh.
Where's
our butt bill and our lost spot bill?
That's going to stay over there.
Okay.
Because I was listening back to the episodes, and that shit kind of drives me a little nutty.
Is it loud?
We'll use it every now and then, but we need to give it a break.
All right.
So, drinking, every time we lose our spots, y'all have to drink.
Yep.
New game.
Okay.
Okay, go.
You ready? It would be cool to meet up.
Drink?
Take a drink.
Yeah, but you know how I said I like rape?
Yeah?
That's what I would want it to be like.
Like you'd beat me and stuff?
No, lol!
Because I'm not down with that.
Not unless you wanted that, lol! Just rough sex, drink. I'd want you to resist and, you know, pretend you didn't want it and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Cool?
Yeah, as long as you're not really, like, hurting me really bad. Because I don't want that.
nah, I don't like to hurt chicks. So, do you have a nice body?
Yeah, I guess. Lol. I'm not fat.
Cool. How big are your tits?
32B.
Sweet. Big ass or small?
Small, I guess.
Sweet. Anyone ever tell you that you have a nice ass?
Yeah.
Anally, smiley face. I wish you had a pic of your body. LOL!
You just read the last part of his screen name, actually.
What?
It was just a smiley face.
That's tripping me up here. His name is Can I Rape You Anally? So, right. Like, I keep wanting to put anally before every sentence. Yeah. Maybe I should just do that.
Maybe.
Anally.
All right, well, read smiley that last sentence now.
Anyone ever tell you that you have a nice ass?
That wasn't.
That's the one I'm reading. So drink
okay, yeah.
And go.
Yeah.
Smiley face. I wish you had a pic of your body. LOL!
Sorry.
Would you want me to come there and rape you?
You mean like what you said before?
Yeah. Rape equals rough sex only. LOL! I just like the word rape. LOL!
Oh, okay.
Okay, when I do come over to rape you, what do you think if I brought a video cam?
Would you ever show it to people?
Hell no, LOL!
Good, because that would suck so much.
I wouldn't want anyone seeing my naked ass. LOL!
LOL! LOL! Why? Are you ugly or something? Oh, why can't...
Drink.
Why can't you show me, like, one pic?
No, lol, because I'm naked. Lol. I need to trust, Drink. I need to trust you a bit better, hun. Then I'll show you a few pics. We can take the next few days to get to know each other, you know? Then it's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. You seen my pic, though, so anyways, just wanted to see what you look like.
Well, I know, but I need to be careful, babe, because you're 13 and I'm like 43, so...
Right, yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm talking about, LOL!
I guess.
You know what I'm talking about, LOL! Oh, drink. So, you said you haven't had sex, but you've done things. What have you done?
Kiss, touch, oral.
You like sucking cock?
Yeah, it was okay.
Cool. Do you swallow cum?
I did one time.
How was it?
Gross.
LOL! Yeah. Have you let a guy lick your pussy?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it felt good.
Cool. How old were the guys you've messed around with?
14 and 17.
Okay. When's your birthday?
In April.
So, you just turned 13 a little bit ago.
Yeah.
LOL! So sexy and so young, kind of smiley face with the capital P.
It's a smiley face with the tongue sticking out.
Oh.
Are you guys reading a script?
Yes, this is an actual reenactment of a chat log.
Yes, of a pedophile and a young girl.
Okay. And apparently, what did 26 say? He got put in jail. Here, let me
He got 3 months probation, and that was it.
Oh, right. Actually, so the guy was serious, and Braden is playing the part of an undercover cop.
Right.
The guy got 3 years probation and is out on the streets.
Can you put up the URL?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you should, you know, in your show notes afterwards, you should put up URLs and stuff for things like this.
Maybe we'll do that.
We
I don't
probably
know.
Should.
That's a URL to the Google Docs, though, that we're
oh,
reading it in.
Oh, right.
So
that was, I don't know
I don't
if
know
that'll
if
work.
It'll actually work. But yeah, we will after the show, for sure.
Okay, anyway, read your last part.
Oh, so sexy and so young, sticking out tongue, smiley face.
Haha.
Are you on MySpace? Right now?
Yeah. No, not right now. LOL! I got a page.
Go on MySpace for a sec.
Why for?
Just do it! Oh. Smiley face.
Okay.
Good girl. LOL! So, just throwing it out there, but what if I wanted to bend you over and just shove it in your ass? And it, you know, it hurt pretty bad. You wouldn't do anything, would you?
Yeah, I would scream and try to hit you.
Do you have an old pair of panties? I want to rip it off.
Yeah, I got some old ones.
Wear one of those so I can rip it. So, how long is your hair?
Same as in my pic, I guess, medium.
Do you have it just straight down or in braids or anything?
It's just straight.
Can you make two pigtails? LOL!
Yeah, but after mom is gone.
Drink.
She'll think I'm crazy.
Okay, I want to hold on to them and pull them when I'm behind you.
Lol, sounds kind of fun.
So, you are wearing a dress and your old panties, right?
Not right now. Lol! I can change when she leaves.
Okay, will you, wear a bra, perhaps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's almost gone. Getting her purse.
Should I just leave now, then?
No, wait till she's out the door at least. I want to make sure she's gone so she don't see you drive up. Okay, she's gone finally. Well, that was quick.
Okay, I'll leave now and I'll call you in a minute, okay?
Okay, bye. See you soon.
See you soon, winky smiley face.
End scene.
No, kissy smiley face.
What?
And then kissy smiley face.
Oh, didn't know that was a kissy smiley face.
Right back at you. That was wonderful. Once again. Hey, Matt. Why are you ashamed to be a human? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because there's other humans that are this, perhaps? Just throwing it out there, you know? I mean, not for sure, but... Holy Christ. Well, let's do some fucking confessions. Hey, what'd you think of that, Mike?
That was kind of crazy, the whole... It was really disconcerting.
Amazing, right? You guys just don't understand. She's so mature.
Oh. Well, Mike would know, though. I mean, three years older, though.
Yeah.
And I had a kid, so right, that makes it okay.
Like I said, you automatically tack on 25 to 30 if she's got a kid.
Because you know the vagina looks that old from after that.
Of course. Right. All right, let's do a little anonymous confessions. I am falling for a guy who's 21. All right.
I'm 11.
Right, and I'm 11.
I don't know.
I am usually, not always, but most of the time, I'm usually ridiculously picky about guys. But then he came along, and I just like him. I don't know.
Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, I like him.
He flipped me a wink, and I was like, damn.
His steez is popping.
I like you and your steez. A week ago, I just thought it was fun to fool around with him, but now... I find myself growing attached.
Oh, shit.
Considering I'm 16, this can go nowhere good. ... I hope I can see him again soon.
Well, it's gonna go nowhere good, but I want to go see him soon.
But I want to take it there I can know that I'm right.
Just so I can experience the bad part.
Hey, we'll just see where it goes.
See where it goes.
My brother molested me when I was young. Is this one yours? Yes? I haven't told anyone about it. People wonder why we don't talk. Well, if you told them, they're like, hey, Braden, why don't you ever talk to your brother?
And I don't even know. I was not.
Because he molested me when I was young? Oh.
That makes sense.
We don't have to wonder anymore.
No.
Were you ever molested when you were younger, Mike?
Not that I remember, but, you know, they say those things get suppressed.
That's
true.
They do say those things.
Yeah.
When I was younger, about 10, I spent that night at my friend's house and celebrated Easter with her. No big deal. That night, we got on top of each other and rubbed on each other. I'm a girl, and so is she.
Boom!
I don't think we would ever talk about this experience since we're now 20 and both lesbians. Mm. How weird. Makes me wonder if I am really lesbian or at least bi. At least. I think about that a lot. Have you ever had gay sex, Mike?
No.
Not that you remember?
No.
Or no for sure?
Not that I remember.
Oh, so it's not a no for sure.
Well, I heard, I don't know if this is fact, but just something I heard that your mind can sometimes block out things like that.
Oh, yeah, traumatic events.
Right, gay sex, if
you're
not...
Or you could be really drunk and black out.
That
true.
Also.
That will happen.
Or so could have she been.
What?
Right. I wish a guy would notice me.
Really?
Nobody's ever noticed. Here, if you want to get noticed, walk down the street, okay? Mm-hmm. Find a guy that is also walking down the street and just bump the fuck into him. Mm-hmm. I guarantee he will notice
it. And then say, excuse me.
My bad.
I'm sorry. And then he will say something back.
And then bend down like you're going to pick up whatever it is you dropped, mm-hmm. unzip his pants, and just take that cock into your mouth. I guarantee it.
You know, if
he
you
will notice you. Guaranteed.
If you're a girl and you want to be noticed, all you got to do is
suck cock.
Slut yourself out.
Not
you'll
even.
Get noticed.
Sucking cock isn't being a slut.
No.
I don't know if you know this or not.
It is if you suck a lot.
Well, I'm not. I mean, how many cocks
just
are
one?
We talking here?
I don't know. Like a whole bag of dicks, maybe?
A bag of dicks? How yeah. many dicks can you fit in a bag?
I don't know. It depends on the bag. Like
Asian dicks? Or like,
it depends on how you picture it. Like, are you picturing like...
how
like,
would you picture a bag of dicks?
Well, it's, you know, it's
like
either
in
like
your backpack?
A sandwich baggie with them in there, like, you know, just all together. Hmm. Or like in a big paper bag.
Are
like,
they lined up on top of each other?
I don't know.
Like,
I didn't really think it that far. I just... said it.
Vertically or horizontal? Are we talking
know.
A plastic bag or a paper bag?
Right.
Or maybe a
is
box?
Is it like a paper bag and they're just sticking out like big loaves of bread?
Maybe or? A box of cocks, perhaps?
See, perhaps. Now, this is why the world is going to hell. We've got all these things, all these problems that need to be solved, and here you guys are going on about...
Hey, one of those
fucking...
distractions.
Hey, we solve problems the first half hour of the show. Now,
right.
it's time to make people laugh
yeah.
because
need
all
to
those
feel better.
All those problems... You yeah. have no control over it.
No,
so you might
away.
As well get stoned and fucking laugh at the ignorant shit spewing forth from our mouth holes. Right?
Yeah, so that's what the show is about? Just
pretty much. Just making yeah, people you know. Laugh. Being like, hey,
you know.
I wonder what a bag of dicks looks like.
So it's like the adult-rated version of a Terrence and Phillip show.
Hey, Terrence. No, we
yes,
we try and stay astray from fart jokes.
Yeah.
Those are more visual.
That's what I mean.
I tried to fart into the mic once, but then the rest of the show I had to talk into this thing that smelled like a fart, and it was just not fun, you know? Mm. No, basically the point of this show is to help people that have just sucky fucking lives kill time.
That's it.
Yeah, it's easier. I find time passes by much faster when you're listening to something that makes you laugh every now and
yeah.
then.
Yeah, and I
so,
think...
this is a show to listen to when, you know, you're working at the chicken factory lopping off chicken heads. You're gonna
or
listen to
or
the
sitting
hole.
At a computer desk somewhere.
In a cubicle farm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Or driving, delivering,
how does it
whatever.
Feel to be a part of something as great as this?
Fantastic.
Amazing,
well, I
right?
can tell. Especially on, of all days of your life, your birthday.
I know. Could you, yeah. what would you be doing right now? And please say sitting at home playing World of Warcraft. Please.
Probably.
Yes. Called that shit. And not just yeah. because when I went and picked him up, he was sitting at home playing World of Warcraft.
Whoa.
Now.
That's because when I'm waiting for you, that's what I do.
Right.
So instead of...
So you wait for me all day long?
See, this is why the world's so bad. Because of people like you, you're sitting at home playing World of Warcraft instead of solving problems.
Yeah, you could be out fixing shit, making
yeah.
the world a better place. You could donate half of the money you waste on World of Warcraft to some poor black kid in some third world country.
$7.50?
Hey, Sally Struthers said only a dollar.
Yeah.
And look... Look how fat that fucking cow is. You know how many Little Debbie snacks you can buy for a dollar? Not as many as you used to be able to buy, because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they're no longer 25 cents.
No,
oh, no.
No.
They're 35 cents now.
Yes,
and if
course.
I don't, if that's not the perfect portrait of what the fuck this government's doing to us, I don't know what is.
I miss the days where you could go to a vending machine and get a soda for like a quarter.
I miss the days.
But now it's
you,
like a buck and a quarter.
I miss the days you could roll to the gas station with a dollar and buy enough Little Debbie snacks to feed you and your family for a fucking day. What happened to those days? Now
those are the good days.
What can
they?
You get for a dollar now? You can't even get a blowjob from a toothless crack whore for a dollar
you
anymore.
Could,
that's bullshit.
You could get a milligram of Oxy.
Shit, fuckface. Holy shit. Oh, my dad just walked into the room while I was masturbating. Nice.
That's good.
My back was turned and I was sitting in a big chair, so I don't think he saw anything. Hey, I got a little advice for you. He knows.
Oh, he does.
And he also knows that you were masturbating to gay sex. Like,
and he also knows that you took that porn from his stash.
The gay sex one?
Well, I don't know.
Right. Whatever. And he also knows it was your semen that made the keys on the keyboard stick, not right. his. Because he also knows that when you jerk off, you put a sock on your cock, not just anything.
That's unless, a lot of detail.
Unless, of course, you're jerking off trying to catch it in your mouth because you have some weird fucking wonderment on what the fuck semen would taste like.
Is that what you
your
do?
Own semen would taste like. What?
Is that what
I
you do?
I found
nope.
that I... What? No.
Never mind.
Once. I what? Found...
Wait.
Once.
I want to hear this story.
What?
No, no, no.
I was... Fuck you, Bryn.
Just
you've never done that.
No.
You've never tried to hit your mouth from sitting down.
I've never even tried to taste yeah. my own semen.
Well, if you want to taste it, you can just come in your hand and lick it. You don't got to do acrobatics with your ejaculation.
I'm not that curious.
But
I don't care.
I mean, anyone can do that. Well, how much skill does it take to be able to jerk it and shoot it into your mouth?
How many jerks does it take to get the load in your mouth?
I've gotten it to my chest, but I never really got all the way to my mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it's kind of hard to, like, I don't know if you guys, maybe I'm just not good at it, but, you know, to actually get it to squirt, because it's hard. You got to just clench up at the right time. I mean,
no,
I think,
I'll tell you how.
There's a technique to it.
Oh, for sure, dude. This takes a little discipline, and if you are rack of discipline, you need to work on that first. But what you do is you jerk off, right? Like, you're jerking it, however you do that. And you get to right about when you're about to come, like right before, and then you stop. And then you wait till, you know, you feel it recede a little bit. And then you fucking start jerking it. And then you wait till it gets to where you're about to come, and then you stop. And you let it go back. And you do this at least 10 times, depending on how far you want to shoot. And it really... The people that really get into it, like myself, that have really strong discipline, you do this for like a week. Like, I'm talking a 5-day work week.
Right. Just jerk off every day. Don't
but
come.
But don't come. Like, right before. And you, let's say if you really want to perfect this, you do that 5 times a day for 5 days. And on Friday, when you fucking get off work, you fucking get home. On the way home, granted, you should be jerking it, right?
And okay. then stopping when you're about to come.
Right, and hopefully at that point you'll be home, and you fucking get upstairs. And what I like to do is get behind some bulletproof glass, because you don't know how explosive this shit is going to
right.
be.
Right, it's been building up.
I've almost thought that my dick was going to explode, like literally.
How long did you wait when that happened?
2 weeks. Wow. So... When you do this...
I must lack of discipline, then.
You lack of discipline.
You're giving yourself blue balls the whole week?
Oh,
blue
my
balls
God.
Is a myth guys use to make their girls feel bad and get them to suck their cocks. Sorry if I ruined that for you guys, but that's how it is. So, let's just say I've hit the ceiling. That's all I'm going to
really?
Say. And then...
Are you serious?
And then it dripped down and I caught it in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
And then I went and threw
that's
up.
That's hot.
I know. See?
You should have videotaped it.
Didn't we?
I didn't have the camera before.
Boy, you better do it again.
But now you got the discipline.
Oh, no.
You're right.
So
I got the discipline.
We should do it after the show.
Well,
you can just... You got to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, like maybe...
you got to do it 2 weeks every time?
Well, the longer, the more explosive it'll be. But yeah, if you
Paula
want,
said he'd pay to see that.
TheJaml.com/donate. We got 30 t-shirts to sell.
No, okay.
Like I said, wait. Hold on, let me plug this real quick.
Okay.
Like I said, we sell 30 t-shirts by December 1st. We will close out the year doing shows 5 days a week. What were you going to say, please?
Paula said he would pay mine to see that. Now, if he's serious...
Does that make me gay or you?
Would you
it's
do
not
that
gay
for...
unless balls touch.
Who wrote that rule book?
That's internet law. I learned this the other week.
It gets a ding. So what now?
If would you do that and put it on the internet?
Yes.
If you got paid.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
How much money would you need?
I would need 30 t-shirts sold. Mm.
So what if Paula buys 30 t-shirts?
Done and done. Not only will we do shows 5 days a week, but you will also... I'll hold it for the whole fucking month of December if we sell 30 fucking t-shirts.
Your balls are just going to explode.
My balls are made of steel titanium alloy, actually. So that's impossible for them to explode. But
they can still implode.
TheJamil.com/donate if you guys want to see how badass I can come. Fucking rack it up. You know what I mean? I found out that I have an incurable disease. That gets a ding. It will eventually kill me, right?
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is it called ignorance?
I think he's got AIDS.
That won't kill you.
I bet he has AIDS.
Nowadays, AIDS won't even kill you. You gotta have, like, some hardcore fucking... I'm talking, like, Parkinson's.
Like, smallpox.
What's a good disease that'll kill you, Mike?
Ebola,
yeah,
that'll kill your ass.
It's been a long time since we had a good solid Ebola outbreak. That's right. We're bringing Ebola back. It's back, son. Guess who's back? Back again. Ebola's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? I can't. Oh, sorry. Drink. Then I found out today, if I ever have kids, they will have it. Holy shit, that is what I like to call a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
No, the sad thing is that's not going to stop him from having kids.
Right, he's like, oh.
And then his kids are going to have it.
That's
fine. And then
fine.
They're going to have kids.
As long as they keep dying, I give a fuck. What were you going to say, Mike? You look like you were about
to
say something.
I'm trying. There's some disease that's not, you know, that won't kill you, but it is incurable. That's a sexual disease where they put, like...
herpes?
Yeah, I don't know if that's it, but they put, like, silver solution on the new infant's eyes so it doesn't get on them when they're getting born.
On their eyes? Oh, because the vaginal...
Yeah, but I can't remember what disease that is.
Aren't babies born with their eyes closed?
But when they open them, you know.
But aren't they cleaned off by that point?
I don't know that much.
Oh,
about
wait, that's
birth.
Dogs and cats. Never mind.
Yeah, the mom licks her baby clean.
Right.
The umbilical cord.
Yeah, eats the umbilical cord. And
right.
Takes them out of the little sack that they're in. Yeah.
I mean, we fuck dogs. I'm really surprised we don't do that. Fuck people, right? I can't do that to them, so I told my husband he should leave me because I can't have kids. My husband was like, leave you? I've been looking for you my whole life. Holy shit. And so if I actually do get you pregnant and you have kids, they'll just die on their own?
What?
That's amazing.
You're the best woman ever.
She's a keeper, my friend. Hold on to that. And if you get rid of her, send her my way. So drink. And then I came home and sliced my arm open.
What?
I wish I would die.
Wow.
Well, you have a disease. Like,
your
wish
die.
Is my command.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you... aren't you going to kill yourself if you can't wait?
Hey, patience is one of the seven fruits of the Holy Spirit.
1-800-THE-JAM-HOLE.
We need to get that number.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, let's see. A few more here. I like to watch and jerk it to blank porn. What kind of porn does this person like to watch and jerk it to? Braden.
I'm going to have to say either bestiality, because that's classic, that's common.
Okay.
Or granny.
All right.
Because that's awful.
Well,
Braden says
could be anything, I mean.
But that's my guess.
Well, let's guess.
There's no clues with just whacking it.
Okay, well, I know it sounds wrong, but hey, it turns me on. Don't knock it till you try it.
Well, that doesn't help either.
Yeah,
well,
that could be it. I mean, give us some clue that could be...
Yeah,
you know
what it is.
They like
differentiate
to,
it.
They like to juggle.
Ooh.
Clown porn.
Right.
I like to watch and jerk it to clown porn.
Wow, I didn't know that was such a
clown
thing.
Clown porn? I'm going to have to look at for that now.
This, yeah, this coming from the guy who enjoys uniporn.
What is uniporn?
Uniporn.
You didn't know there was clown porn.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I need to be told what uniporn is.
Please, Mike.
I'll find some for you and put it in the channel.
Hey, okay. thejamhole.com/forums. Are you on there yet, Mike?
No.
Oh, while we're talking about that, you should get on there because, like I mentioned before, Mike's the guy that's making this web-based Flash game. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're trying to do now that we have you online?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for anybody that can draw it all. You don't have to know anything about making games on the computer or anything like that. You just have to be able to draw because even if you don't know how to use Photoshop or anything like that, you know, I could scan in your drawings. I've been making computer games since I was a teen and
a tween.
And then when I failed at life, I went all the way back to when was the last time I had a plan? And you know, I finally got all the way to 14. When it's like,
which
yeah.
funny enough was around the same time you failed at life, huh? Coincidence or
sorry,
go ahead. I'm an asshole.
I'm back on. You were asking me, you know, we kind of got off the topic, but what my life plan was. Yeah, I want to get back into making video games. And I found out, you know, for those of you who like money, now, I'm not saying that you're going to be able to make money right away here, but it turns out that if you make a Flash game and put it on some of these sites where they have Flash games, the advertising money,
like Newgrounds
or... Yeah, Newgrounds or Kongregate.
So, do you remember Romp.com and that game Booty Call? It was an old game back in the day. It was all Flash-based. And basically, the whole goal of the game, it was like a choose-your-own-adventure comic book of sorts. But the whole goal of the game was to get laid. The main character...
Oh, Leisure Suit Larry.
No, this is different. Oh. That was another one. But this was all just
web-based. Oh, yeah.
I have a bunch of these saved. Maybe
and like, you have to make the right... Say the right thing.
Right, you make the right choices. And depending on those choices, you get laid or not. I have a bunch of those. It was from romp.com. I don't know if they're still around. But remind me later and I'll upload them to thejamhole.com/forums. I've killed many a times and many a sperm playing these games. So, please continue with your game.
So anyway, it turns out that if you put your Flash game up on these sites, you can make some money on advertising. And if you get better at it, some of these places will actually sponsor you. They'll pay you money to develop your game and have it exclusively on their site for a few weeks before you put it out everywhere. And I didn't think, you know, before that would work until I started reading up on it on the web and reading some accounts of people who'd actually done it. And, you know, there's a guy that did it as an experiment, and he cranked out a few games in a couple hours, and he made several $100s on each of those.
Wow.
And they aren't really, you know, they're just really simple games with like circles and things, like really simple puzzle games. I mean, you can't do that much in 3 hours. So I have a couple game ideas I want to do that aren't huge games either. They should take, you know, a week to a month to do. And I can do all the programming. I just can't really draw. So if there's anyone out there that is into making video games, give me, get a hold of me on the forums, I guess.
Thejamhole.com/forums.
I'll start up a forum thread for that.
Do that right now.
Okay.
Make yourself an account.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll do that. So that's that.
right.
Okay.
And this guy programs some fucking badass shit. Like, what languages do you know? Just to
Lately, I've been doing a lot of my game work in Python just because it's fast. You know, for...
But what are the different languages you're proficient in?
Oh, that I know.
All of them?
PHP and Perl I've done a ton of for the web. You know, C, of course, is the one everybody has to know.
Pretty much anything. So
basic.
This isn't like one of those things that I get an idea for and then never do it. Like, this guy will actually fucking do it. He has, believe it or not, he has follow through when it comes to certain shit. And this is one of those things that he will follow through on. So
I mean, with you, you want to do a whole bunch of shit, but you don't follow through. With him, he doesn't want to do anything, but when he does want to do something, he fucking does it.
Like, he wanted to play World of Warcraft, and holy shit, you...
Does he play it?
You fucking followed through on some shit there, my friend. What level is your character, just to throw
I have two levels.
Of course you do!
You know, all the...
What?
I know.
What? Tell me.
All those people, if they weren't playing World, the ones that, you know, you're bitching about that are totally into it, locking your kid in a closet where it starves to death so they can play, that
No,
kind
that's
of shit.
Cool. I'm cool with that. You're Get cool rid of that. Some of these fucking
Well, what's your
people.
Problem with it then? What's your beef with World
My
of Warcraft,
beef is
Let's have it out.
I've gotten bitched at from friends that, oh, you were a junkie and your life went down the drain. And then, funny enough, these are the same fucking people that in turn went and threw their lives away on World of Warcraft. But that's okay, because their addiction is accepted in society, and well, shooting up pills isn't.
No,
so
clarify,
fuck me.
The real reason, at least to me, is that it's not the fact that I hate World of Warcraft. It's just that all my friends that play World of Warcraft, instead of wanting to hang out, they just want to play World of Warcraft.
Well,
so now I don't have friends.
So now he's stuck doing this show with me.
Right. See, because everyone just wants to play WoW.
Sucks.
So, you know.
So
right.
You're upset because World of Warcraft is more interesting than you.
Not even that. It's
good
just
good point.
There that's is what
that.
I heard.
There is
no,
that.
No, that is a big part
no, but
of it.
I like,
look, he's blushing. Is that a tear?
Is that really?
Can I lube my dick up
no.
with that tear?
I actually enjoy doing stuff outside, I guess, in enjoying the real world. I also like playing games, but
not the World of Warcraft.
Just
is
just
it because
not all the time,
you
I guess.
Can't afford the subscription fee? Perhaps.
No, not even that. Actually,
no. Okay. No. So, yeah, thejaml.com/forums. Get on there and talk to Mike about it. It's I think whatever this guy creates game-wise is going to be really fucking cool, and it's going to be a hit. So if you guys want to get in on that and maybe make some of that internet money that we
get
tried
some of
to
that
make,
money.
Just make sure you don't use Google
right.
fucking AdSense.
They'll fuck you.
They will fuck you like they fucked
what,
us.
What happened with that?
Well, we had a Google ad account that we made, and we told everybody, you know, if you can't afford to donate, go to the site once a day and click on some ads and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's against their rules, telling people to click on ads.
But
you
how
want,
would they know?
You want people to click on fucking
yeah,
ads.
Yeah, but you're
hey,
not allowed to
hey,
say it.
Don't they, tell people
wait,
to do it.
No, wait, did Google listen to our show and hear us say, hey, click on our ads?
Yeah, because I never put it on the site, like, hey, click on these ads.
Yeah, well, are they listening to the episodes
to
make
sure? That's
so stupid.
That's like a drug dealer selling weed, but being like, hey, don't come to my house and buy weed. It, like, really? You're defeating the purpose. Here, we want to give you money for having people click on these ads. But hey, don't tell them to click
but
on
the
these
money,
ads.
The reason,
that's bullshit.
The reason why they did
fuck
that is because the money we make is from these the ads that you click on are the companies, of course, or websites,
so?
And they each paid money to get an ad with Google AdSense,
and we clicked it.
And we click it to get to their site so they can get traffic and have people look at it.
So
but these
could...
people are just clicking it and not even looking at the site.
Hey,
so they're just losing money and not getting anyone to the site.
It's not my
site.
Fault that you are selling shit none of our listeners need.
And you know, a lot of the ones I have clicked on and gone to the site, it's like those things where the
it's
fucking
shit.
Box pops up and it's like, oh, click here to blah, blah. And like, yeah, virus, cool.
Yeah,
and then you try
so,
to close it and it won't, so you have to control alt delete fucking Sea Monkey to get out of it.
We had racked up a good solid over $300 in
yeah.
about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And all of it just gone. Like I said before, man, the internet giveth and the internet taketh
away. Did they, like, send you a letter or what happened?
Yeah, I got an email saying, we just fucked your asshole. How does it feel? And I
did they say why they fucked your asshole?
Because of invalid clicks. And I never once clicked on... I created the account from here, this IP address. I never once clicked any ads from this IP address. Granted, I took my laptop out to other people's IP addresses, and I clicked some fucking ads. But
well,
they
might have tracked it on a cookie, too.
How? Oh, from that laptop?
Right.
But I didn't create it on that. I created it on the desktop
but
here.
But then they might have seen that laptop going to other websites.
Well, now you're just splitting hairs.
Yeah.
Do you want people to click shit or not?
Well, I can't.
I feel robbed.
Too
actually.
Bitchy because, you know, I had the opposite experience. My friend had the domain con, con.com, because he was on the internet a long time ago when that was actually free. And one of the things that happens is, you know, people type whatever.con instead of com. Well, certain computer systems, when you type in whatever.con, will try to add a .com at the end. And so he set it up so it would catch all those things and send them to a page with AdSense ads on it. And we're getting like over $2,000 a month.
And
from
your account
that.
Never shit. Got shut down.
Not until a year afterwards.
What?
So,
and you actually got checks
yeah,
and shit?
I didn't believe it at first either until I was holding a check in my hand for $2,000 from Google. And that came in every month.
And see, my whole thing about it was that maybe Google has, you know, they have a lot of money, obviously. So I assumed, and I understand when you assume you make an ass out of you and me. But I assumed that that was Google's little way of giving back to the community that helped it become the behemoth
giving thanks
it
basically.
Was yeah
hey thank you for letting us be so successful.
I figured it was their little way of being charitable and giving back to the people, but no, fuck that. You have invalid clicks, your $300+ you accumulated gone, have a nice day, go fuck yourself.
Yes.
And it's like you get one appeal and they wanted all these logs and traffic and all that shit, so I sent the appeal thing back and all it said was really question mark, and that was it, and I never got
that
an
was
answer.
The appeal.
Yeah, I was like, really question mark,
what yeah. else can I say?
Yeah, so fuck us, whatever, we tried, it didn't work out, I'm pissed. Oh, okay, so I sliced my arm open. I wish I would die. Boo-hoo. I like to watch and jerk it to clown. Oh, drink.
Wait, what's the drinking rule? I missed that part.
The what?
When you lose your spot.
Oh, when either of us lose our place in whatever we're reading,
yeah.
People have to drink. Okay, couple more here, and then we'll do some news, then we'll do some clues, and then we'll call it a night. I wish I was in the movies. Every time I go see one with a guy that loves a girl and she loves him back, I want that. I saw Transformers. I wanted that.
Really?
I wish.
Transformers is the movie you're going to pick for a romantic
hey.
Inspiration.
Hey, that chick was hot.
Oh, I was talking about the car. I wanted
what?
That Camaro. Oh, that like if that could if my fucking Subaru could transform even just into a car that actually runs, I want that. But no, I mean that was a little love story. Okay, that yeah. was a bad example.
Yeah. That'd be cool to have it in that car though.
That's
a transformer.
Right? I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Sure. Really, I get depressed afterwards too. I'm pathetic. No argument here. I'm 19 and a 15/16-year-old girl wants me to cheat on my girlfriend with her. Of course she does. She's got super nice titties. Well, and sold.
Yeah.
And what, your girlfriend has no titties or like...
Your girlfriend's a guy?
That yeah, that might be. I'd rather stay loyal though. Wow. I'd feel more accomplished being loyal than getting with girls who anybody can get with. But those titties are damn nice.
He's thinking about it again. He's like, she's got nice tits, but I'm loyal. But those tits
man,
are really nice.
Those titties are like, holy shit, man. And the last one here to finish up Anonymous Confessions. I think my boyfriend is gay. And that is the best of the anonymous side of the internets. You ready to do some news?
Let's
episode
do some news.
113. Mm. Call it in the air.
Heads. Really?
Tails. Ha ha ha.
That doesn't count. You fucking dropped it.
You
want to
do it again?
It again? Yeah. No, I don't care, really. And then you dropped it again. Oh, now it's gone forever.
Found it. All right, call it in the air.
Heads.
Fuck you.
It doesn't count.
All right. Well, this one is called, and I got this story. It's kind of an old one, but since Mike's here with us, homeless San Francisco State students struggle to stay in school and stay loaded. Rex reaches over a chain link fence and sticks a Euro sandwich, a 2-liter bottle of Coke, and his skateboard between the branches of a tree. After a quick glance over each shoulder, he hops the fence, collects his things, and strides towards some abandoned buildings, where he hoists himself atop a second fence, climbs onto a rooftop, and walks 10 feet.
Hmm. See what's where this he is? Doing?
I
what
don't
are you
know.
Doing, dude? Where are you
hey,
going?
Hey, Rex, where are you going?
Yeah.
He steps off the roof onto the branches of another tree and swings down into a courtyard between the buildings. Sounds like a little parkour course, huh? Used hypodermic needles litter the ground, and Rex picks one up. He throws it at a giant wooden board that covers some windows, where it sticks like a dart. Have you ever done that? Just been all badass and took a needle and just fucking threw it and it sticks? Like a dart?
Usually it does that on accident in my leg and shit.
When you're nodding out or just...
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Kind of annoying.
Have you ever nodded out and actually stuck yourself, like, in the face?
Not
maybe?
Maybe once.
It's hard to
usually
recall
it's in
those
the leg
things.
Or other ridiculous places. My dick is pretty embarrassing. Especially when you do it and you're goddamn it and you nod off and you do it again like 2 or 3 times in a row.
You wake up with a fucking bloody dick and a headache.
I
like, what the fuck?
Woken up with a needle actually sticking out of my arm where, yeah, that's
Jesus.
The classic junkie move there.
That's a good place to be. This, holy shit, remember when I was talking about how the worst place you could ever get to in your life is being hooked on World of Warcraft while shooting heroin?
Oh, man.
So,
how's that going for you?
Did you have anyone in mind?
No, it was just we've read stories about junkies and oxy and heroin and then like...
And the two most addicting things.
Right, so then I was just like, holy shit, that would be a dark fucking place if you were hooked on both of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, do you see... Can you even see the light at the end of the tunnel at all?
There's no light. It's off.
Like Cannabis said, it's because we're not stuck in a tunnel. We're trapped in a bubble. And that's it. Rex, 22, studies journalism and political science at San Francisco State University and currently has a 3.64 grade point average. He's also a homeless drug addict.
Hey, when you sign up, why does it say, have you heard episode 3?
Oh, I don't know, because 26 set up the forums, and that was just one of the questions, because back in the day, we took episode 3 down, because Travis asked me to, and I assumed that, okay, you are a part of this, I will do that, because I talked a little shit about his girlfriend.
A little.
Just a little bit. I was pissed.
Yeah.
It took me so long to start this thing, and I paid for all the equipment.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just did, yeah, so.
But, you know, just to let you all know.
He still has my iPod Nano.
That also.
Oh,
fucking
right.
Bastard. But when we switch the site over to the new site, like when we start using it, because it's all set up and ready, episode 3 is actually posted on there.
Right. So, it's still shit because
yeah,
it's,
right.
you know.
But it's funny hearing you say anal bleaching like 100 times.
Yeah, that was the episode where we
talked about
colon hydrotherapy and anal bleaching.
I'm pretty sure that's the last episode I did, actually. So that's the one you pulled, the one episode I was on you pulled.
Were you on
site.
That one, though? I thought it was me and Holly.
You didn't pull the one
maybe
he
it
was
on. Four.
Yeah, it must have been 4.
I don't know. They were all shit. But see, you're making a comeback. This is going to be the best episode ever, and probably one of the longer ones.
I remember anal bleaching, though.
Of course
you
do.
How can you forget anal bleaching?
I know, right? So his friend Steve, also a strung-out student, discovered the courtyard not far from the campus in August 07. He set up camp, and Rex joined him 2 months later. Because the building's windows are boarded with plywood, the two sleep outside. They keep lockers in the school gym where they shower and study in the library or the journalism lab where they have access to computers. The camp is where they eat, sleep, and shoot drugs.
Ooh.
So this guy basically is a student at the school, homeless, drug addict, yet he still somehow has a 3.64 GPA.
Not too bad.
That's amazing to me that you can live this lifestyle,
yeah,
yet
but
is
still...
So does that say something for this individual or for the overall education system? That you
maybe
could be
both.
Strung out on heroin and homeless and still pull a 3.0.
If you have whatever this guy has, I guess.
Right.
I mean, he...
Some super grade of heroin that makes you really smart.
Well, either that or it's just he's able to want to do drugs and still want to go to school.
Yeah, I get. Well, what else are you going to do? You're homeless.
Right. You need
and
something
you're high.
To do for most of your day.
Right. Might as well. Quote, being a bum, if you're not thick-skinned, can be pretty devastating, says Rex, tall and skinny with light eyes and stringy hair. Some people are so distant from desperation, it's ridiculous with all the suffering in the world. They sleep on old dirty mats and keep their belongings on a stretch of pavement along one of the buildings. A cardboard box divides their areas. Steve's side is neat. His mat and blankets require little space. Rex's is a monument to disorganization. So, hey, Mike, would you be a Steve or a Rex?
I would be a Rex.
Is that because your life is a Rex? Or see how I did that there? Uh-huh. You'll learn. excuse me. I would probably be a Steve. And not just because my mat requires little space. Also. drink. Clothes, books, magazines, sleeping bags, needles, candles, bottles, trash, and random debris form a grimy heap 20 feet long. He points to a large black stain on the concrete and explains how
that's poop.
No, he explains how the other night he knocked over a lit candle in his sleep and set a pile of clothes on fire.
Wow, what a great story.
I know, right?
Way to go, Jesus.
Rex is the first one to tell people that he's a freak, a bum, and an aspiring revolutionary. Is our revolution going to be led by heroin addicts? Homeless heroin addicts.
Yeah, I hope so.
And World of Warcraft junkies. If the revolution
that sounds awesome.
I know, right? If the revolution ain't going to be televised, then fuck it. I'll probably miss it. So sad. He won the David Jenkins Award for Political Activism from the Political Science Department last year for his work doing homeless outreach.
He has split personality disorder.
Is homeless outreach like living with homeless people and shooting dope with them?
I don't know, but he's got to have split personalities.
You think?
Because... He wakes up and he's the one person now. He's like, oh, I want to go to school and learn. And
then after
And then he gets out of school, it switches, and he's like, I need my heroin.
Or maybe school does that to him. Maybe he's like, holy shit, I have to be so fucking high to tolerate this shit.
I don't know. But then he probably just wouldn't do it. He's a junkie. Like, you'd just not go.
Yeah, I guess. But if you didn't, that maybe...
I mean, a homeless junkie, how much dedication do you have to anything?
Listen, if your money is coming from your student loans or your scholarship somehow, because apparently he is some kind of smart...
Right. How else is he going to get his heroin?
Then maybe that's your motivation, I guess. And if you're not... You know, spending money on living expenses, you have that much more.
You're right.
Right. Oh, fuck. Drink. And he says he wants to become an expert on homelessness and that his lifestyle reflects his dedication to that goal. Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Homeless? No, you need to be more than that. Homeless drug addict? Maybe? No? Okay.
Well, you know, if you're homeless, doesn't the drug addiction kind of just come with it?
Well,
naturally?
Generally, that's why you're homeless.
Oh, true.
I would think.
A lot of times.
Quote, homelessness is one of my passions, he says. I'm passionately homeless. I'd love to see the skyline crumble. We should all be living in small communities, not this fucked up dystopia that's pressed on us. What do you think of that way of thinking, Mike?
What?
Were you just... Okay, wake up. Are you with us?
Yeah, no, okay. I was listening.
So, homelessness is his passion. He's passionate about being homeless. He would love to see the skyline crumble. We should all be living in small communities, not this fucked up dystopia that's pressed on us.
Well, you know, I mean, there's no way that's sustainable. Like, where's the food and, more importantly, the junk going to come from?
Well, that's...
Right, more importantly.
I mean, who's going to make the junk?
His student loans. Oh, who's going to create it in the first place?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You need a pretty industrialized society, you know, to make heroin.
To manufacture some good fucking shit.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. He takes his sandwich into the middle of the courtyard, which is full of overgrown trees and weeds. He settles his lanky frame into a rusted metal chair and takes a few bites of the sandwich before setting it aside to cook up a shot of heroin. While he shoots up, he reminisces about growing up close to nature in Santa Cruz. Quote, "It's so sad how we as humans have devastated this planet," he says, drawing blood to make sure he's hit a vein. "We're complicit as Americans in the wholesale destruction of the Earth." excuse me.
So wait, are they giving him a play by? Are they giving us a play by play of like quoting him while he's shooting?
Apparently, blood leaks out of the hole in Rex's arm as he slurps it up with his mouth. He points the needle toward his tongue and taps the plunger in case there's anything left. Wow. He builds a new cigarette using tobacco from butts he's found on the ground and a fresh rolling paper. Before he's done, the heroin takes over and Rex is on the nod. Have you ever been on the nod?
Like nodding out?
Like on the nod.
I'm not sure exactly what that means.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
His eyelids fall shut and his chin touches his chest. His gray plaid pants are inside out and his torso is bare beneath an open canvas jacket. His long, dirty blonde hair sticks out from under a battered sombrero from Chevy's he found on the street. Quote, "I like nodding," he says, coming to, the dope heavy in his voice. "Steve likes the rush more." Like Mount Rushmore? Are you a nodding man, or do you like the rush more?
Well, the rush doesn't last that long. I kind of like the nod, actually.
Because you can just forget about everything?
I mean, that's what's really going to last. The rush is like, bang, you know? If you get into that, you're just going to be chasing that shit forever.
So you got to embrace the nod and appreciate the rush to be a well-rounded heroin addict.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's important.
And take a lesson from Mike, kids.
And the more you know. Ting! Today, with 3 weeks left before the end of the spring semester, Steve is off writing a paper for school. The 24-year-old is the antithesis of Rex in many ways. His dark hair is cropped short, and his jeans and black hooded sweatshirt that says the jam hole on it look neat and clean. While Rex talks with his hands, jumping from one topic to the next, much like the jam hole does, Steve is outwardly calm, his words and movements deliberate. They share a lifestyle, but have different perspectives on homelessness and activism. Quote, "I'm as into political activism as Rex, but neither of us is doing jack shit about it at the moment," Steve says.
Is that nice. Actually in the article?
Yes. I'm not committed to being a homeless person.
I'm kind of stuck with the job.
Right. He put his name on a list for free housing from the city back in January, but hasn't heard anything. In the meantime, he's working on his journalism degree, quote, "for the fuck of it."
Nice.
Did you ever think about that while you were in college? Like, I'm just doing this for the fuck of it?
Well, no, but I didn't really have a career goal in mind either. It's just sort of, you know, after being in school for 16 years, you just kind of keep going.
So what made you go into the industry that you chose?
Well, when I was in high school and it came time to decide, you know, what to do with my life, my dad said, "Well, Mike, what do you want to be, a doctor or a lawyer?" But
that was it,
to,
A
yeah,
or B?
Yeah, but I chose to do what he did and did computer shit.
So that's what your dad started out doing?
Yeah, you know, he's been doing that the whole time that I've been alive. I remember when I was like 4 years old playing with electronic components on the floor and
right.
helping him build his own computer and shit. So yeah, I grew up with it. So of course I was going to end up doing that.
Huh. So is it, I've heard you back when I first met you, I came into your house one day and I heard you talking on the phone. And like I said, this was when I first met you, so I didn't really know that much about you. And you were not speaking English. And this kind of freaked me out.
You are not speaking English!
No, this kind of freaked me out a little because I had no idea you were bilingual. So instantly my fucking crazy fucking mind starts wandering like, oh my god, he's like some secret agent or something like this. What language were you speaking?
German.
And you speak fluent fucking German.
Well, it's kind of rusty, but yeah. Well,
let's hear a little bit.
Ja, ich kann noch Deutsch sprechen.
Word to that. That's crazy. But yeah, like I remember just totally being like, what the fuck? Who was he talking to? And just totally thinking you were like some undercover James Bond CIA agent or something, like injected into my society to bring me down for whatever the fuck it was I was doing at the time. But no, it wasn't. You were just talking to who?
Well, either my mom or my dad. Probably my mom, because
so they both,
my dad.
They both speak fluent German, like their first language?
Yeah.
So, were you born in Germany? Or
yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Where at?
Essen? Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy. So, when did you move here to the States? To the fatherland, as I like to call
1977.
It. Wow. That's crazy. And you've kind of been here ever since? Have you ever gone back to Germany? Or?
Yeah, to visit, but not to live.
Not that often, though?
No, that's expensive, you know. And after when I was a kid, it was easier because I could go in the summer for a few months during summer vacation. But, you know, then you get older and you got to have a job and shit. And
right.
Really, yeah.
I hear you. Let's see. So most of the duo's finals are journalism projects, and Rex and Steve are falling behind. They both withdrawn from classes this term. They're each down to 3, and next year's financial aid likely depends on whether they pass everything that's left. Passing depends on whether they can manage their dope habits and stay out of jail. And this goes on for like 6 more pages, but I'm not going to read any more of it. But I will post it in the chat, so if you guys want, you can read up on it. And
nice.
Yeah. So
meanwhile, I found the unicorn.
Oh, nice. Did you? Did you post the unicorn in the chat?
Yes, he did.
Nice. And if you're on the forums now, go ahead and make a unicorn thread in there also.
Okay.
And maybe we'll have that.
If I want to do that,
well,
I guess I will. I will, dude.
Sure you
it.
Will. And maybe anyone else, now that you know what unicorn is, you can find your own and add it to this collection.
Well, hey, just wait until we do the Raging Clues and see the shit that these people find on the internet
for
us to look at.
You're going
to
love that. All right, well, why don't you read a story for us, Braden, and we'll do some clues, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right. This one is called How Could the Man Who Raped, in air quotes, Me Be Cleared Because He Was Sleepwalking?
So, how?
Yeah, how?
Well, he was
That's
sleepwalking.
The title.
Could you rape a bitch while you were asleep?
Well, that had just happened.
I mean, it's a lot easier when they're asleep,
well,
if you know what I mean.
And it's pretty easy to induce said sleep.
Chloroform.
Right.
Or, I mean, many ways. I don't even want to get into
it. I'm not going to go down the list. Ask Google. It knows.
But I do just know that I do have a list, and
it
is very full.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Okay.
A rape victim has hit out at the law after the man accused of attacking her was cleared because he was sleepwalking. Jane McKenna, 33, was asleep at home when a friend's husband, who had been a guest at the barbecue, walked into the bedroom and started having sex with her.
That's not where I parked my car.
No. Jason Giel, a 37-year-old roofer with no medical history of sleepwalking, admitted sex had taken place, but he was cleared of rape after he insisted he had been asleep and had no idea what he was doing.
So this almost sounds like the old I was drunk excuse. So now not only can our fellow men add that to their arsenal, but now you can blame it on sleepwalking as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Hey, why did you cheat on me? I was totally sleeping. Oh man, what a wonderful world we live in. Wonderful.
So
drink and go ahead.
She, her concern that attackers will increasingly use the defense that they were asleep is increasing, as you would imagine.
Wow, she, I called that shit.
She has already gained the support of MPs and campaigners who argue the sleepwalking defense defies common sense, unless you suffer from it.
But
this guy had no history.
But being drunk is okay.
Right.
But sleepwalking,
no.
Sleepwalking. You can't pick and choose like that. Either it's all okay or none of it's okay. Who decides what is okay or not? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously judges do, but like, who the fuck are they, right?
Right.
You're just people just like us, so why don't we get to fucking choose? What, did you go to judge school?
Yeah.
Is there some class on how to judge people Law school?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Well, okay.
Yeah, there is a school for that.
Actually, yes, there is.
Yeah, they have gone to school. When I found out this man had been acquitted, I cried my heart out, and my husband was devastated.
Hey,
someone else got my wife's pussy.
So where the fuck was your husband when this happened?
He was the one sleepwalking. No.
He was actually there, like, filming it.
Right.
He's like, oh, this is going to be sweet on YouTube. This is going on MySpace. Sweet.
It is something that has taken away my dignity. I mean, who am I kidding? I don't have any dignity, but well, I am married and believe that when you get married, you stay faithful.
Well, if he was asleep, then hey, no harm, no foul, right?
Right.
Well, then, what's the problem?
I don't know.
What do you think about this, Mike? Should that be a valid excuse?
Sleep raping?
Sleep walk?
Sleep raping.
Yes. Holy shit, dude. You gotta come on this show more often, dude. Sleep raping? What? I didn't know you were a doctor also. Holy
yeah,
shit,
I've,
dude.
I've got a lot of skills.
Man, after the show, I got this thing you should look at for.
Yeah.
It's weird. And it smells funny.
Great.
No, dude, that's your asshole. It's okay.
Oh, it's supposed to
it's smell
really
like that.
It's really dark, and the rest of my skin isn't.
But I know a great anal bleacher. I'll hook yes. you up. So, yeah, what do you think? Is that
acceptable?
Well, I know that people, when they're
don't
sleepwalking...
Don't incriminate yourself.
No, but I knew this girl that did it, and I've read about it, too. They can actually go in the kitchen, cook a meal, get in the car, drive around.
While asleep?
Yes.
So it's not such a far stretch
really.
To say you could fuck.
But
no.
This guy has no history of ever sleepwalking in his whole life. That's
hey,
it could
just be an excuse. Yeah.
First
yeah,
time right. for everything.
True. It's got to start sometime, I
so
guess.
So would you want like an outlined medical record that, yes, this person... I mean, is there a medical term for
can
that?
Can you get... Is there any way to test for it and be diagnosed with sleepwalking?
Like,
so
put
you
him,
know for a fact that they actually have that?
Put his bed in, like, a hospital setting in a room full of, like, a 16-year-old female slumber party and mm-hmm. see what happens.
Just see what happens.
That'd be an interesting test.
That sounds like a plot for some porn video.
Bow, chicka, chicka, bow, wow.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Aw, yeah.
Or are you just setting anyone up you put in that room for failure?
The plumber's here.
Someone has come along and stolen something that is so...
Okay.
Come along and stolen something that is so important to me, and it has made it difficult for me to be me.
Oh, it's...
And it has made it difficult for me to have a proper relationship with my husband. I feel so angry and hurt about it.
First of all, look, slut. It's not the end of the fucking world. I guarantee it's not the first time you've just tossed pussy at a dude before. I guarantee that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, don't be like you're all high and fucking mighty, like that's the first dude to ever, that you've, like, really.
Right, be honest with me, this is the first time someone has slept with you
She's
without
like, well,
your consent, really?
Honestly, it's what I'm once. Honestly, what I'm really upset about is the fact that that's the best sex I've ever had, and that's
yeah.
actually making my husband.
That's what's ruining the relationship.
Right, my husband has inadequacy issues
right.
now because of this.
Right.
It's like, well, you shouldn't have opened your big fucking mouth and been like, yeah.
Should have just left him and gone out with that guy.
It was actually really good sex. This dude fucked me better in his sleep than you fucked me your whole fucking life awake.
That's good.
So suck it. I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's
am I right
bad.
Or am I right? That's, or am I right?
You could be right.
I think I am.
I could find only a handful of cases similar to mine, but I want to know what the true figures are. I want to speak up for other women. I want women to come forward if this has happened to them, and I want to change in the law to stop this happening again.
Oh, I want. I want you to shut the fuck up and quit being such a pussy mm-hmm. about it. Jesus Christ, you had a little dick in your vagina while you might have been sleeping. Or no, while he was sleeping, and you were... Like, really? You wake up and you're getting fucked by some dude with his eyes closed. You're just going to lay there and take it?
Well, what? I mean, there's a penis in you. You can't say no at that point.
Right. It's too fucking late. All I'm saying is that I think there's more
to
this.
Well, now it feels good.
Well, then don't fucking bitch about it when your husband...
Hey, that still didn't mean you didn't want it to happen, but since it did happen, you're not going to stop it.
So what? What do you want? Money? Will that make you feel better?
Probably.
You fucking slut.
Take a drink.
And drink. This is a fun game.
Whoever is actually drinking must be pretty drunk.
That's why no one's talking in the chat anymore. They're all just fucking puking and shit. No more. Quit losing your spot.
It's like you don't actually have to keep drinking.
Between that and the unicorn, holy shit. Paulo says stop the show. No, he's like, seriously, guys, please stop the show.
I'm done.
Stop the presses.
Hey, I don't know if I got this from you guys, but I got an article here. I think I got from another internet chat room about two people that met and married in Second Life.
Yes, yep. We did that
story.
We did that on Friday's show, actually.
All right.
Paula says, stop the show. I'm out of beer.
You want to pause it so you can go get more.
Right. No problem. We'll be here.
During the evening, Miss Giel had an argument with her husband and went home.
The
McKenna's then went to bed, leaving Mr. Giel asleep on the sofa downstairs. Miss McKenna fell asleep in the same room as her 9-year-old daughter after trying to settle her. Sometime later, Mrs. McKenna, a deep sleeper, was woken by her daughter, who had noticed Mr. Giel's body hovering above her mother and was then horrified to realize the assault was taking place.
Oh!
So she, her daughter saw them fucking and woke her up and be like, there's a dude having sex with you.
Hey, Mom. Mom, I don't know if you know. The guy was like, you don't shut the fuck up. You're next.
He was asleep, though. If he would have done that, he couldn't use that defense and got away with fucking her.
That is a good point.
See, he played it smart. He was thinking.
That is. And he, you know
he
what?
He was thinking with the right head, if you know what I mean.
Right. And because he played it smart, he got off.
He broke
the bell again. That's how funny we are. Oh, Christ.
I was sleeping on my front and was very confused and thought, what is
Hold on. I was sleeping on my front and he was sleeping on my back.
What?
On my back. Like, dog. Come on.
But
read the fucking story. Jesus Christ.
It was just standard missionary.
Oh, really? Nothing out of the ordinary.
Well, when you're asleep, I mean, how intricate can you get?
Right.
I mean, just keep it simple, really.
Paulo
don't
says
cause complications.
Paulo says, make Mike a regular on the show. He's cool. Nice, dude.
Wow.
See? People like you.
Then again, they also said that about the salt guy.
Right.
The salt guy?
Yeah, no, the kid I work with.
You don't want to know about the salt guy.
Yeah. Do you even know about that?
Actually, you might get along. I don't know what WoW server he plays on. But
that's true.
You should give the Second Life people more crap.
We give them more crap for sure.
We do.
Me.
It's just that I know personally more people that play WoW than play Second Life.
I don't know a single person that's Second Life.
Right.
But I can only crack Second Life when we get a story about it.
Right.
A match
made in heaven.
I was sleeping on my front and I was very confused and thought, what is my husband doing? She said he was wearing my husband's jumper, which he had borrowed. Then I saw his hand next to me, which was darker than my husband's.
Oh. And now you're a racist also? Jesus.
When I
bitch.
Realized what was happening, I threw him off in a panic and ran downstairs with my daughter and called the police straight away.
Sure you did.
He had apparently walked upstairs past the rooms where my husband and son were sleeping and into my daughter's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It begs the awful question of what would have happened if I had not been in there with her.
Well,
she would have gotten penis.
I'm not a fucking rocket scientist here, you don't need
to put two and two together.
You don't need to be a mathematician to put two and two together.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Nice.
The trial
drink.
At...
Sorry, go ahead.
I kind of had... But yeah, go ahead and take a drink.
Go ahead and drink.
The trial at Portsmouth Crown Court heard Mr. Giel's DNA was found on Mrs. McKenna. Mr. Giel insisted during his trial that he had no recollection of the event, and he was very upset about that fact. They said.
Oh, I'm so upset.
I can't remember because she was. I was fantasizing about fucking that bitch all day.
I know.
And then I finally get to and I'm asleep, dog.
Damn it. It's hard to focus like that, you know?
Yeah, it's like I wish I could have. But
I almost ruined it. Now I'm going to rape you for reals.
In his closing speeches, Mr. Giles Barrister suggested to the jury that he had been sleepwalking at the time of the attack, giving examples of things people had done while asleep, such as going to the toilet in the wardrobe.
In their bed?
In the wardrobe. In the closet.
Also, something you could also blame on being drunk.
Right.
Like, why did you piss in my closet?
I was drunk, bro!
I had
no recollection of the event.
Why'd you bro down with my little bro? I was drunk, bro.
Okay, bro.
Word, bro.
It was left to the jury to decide whether Miss Giel was sleepwalking. The case has injured Labor MP Harry Cohen, who introduced a private member's bill. private member. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, bill last month to highlight the issue. He said a rape is a rape and should be treated as such.
Right.
The lady is a victim. At least there should be some follow-up treatment for defendants. What they shouldn't be allowed to do is walk away scot-free.
Also, though, in that same line of thinking, a slut is a slut
right. And
should be treated as such.
As a slut.
Or as a slut.
Right.
Right. So is that it for that story?
That is it.
All right. Well, let us do a little raging clue, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. So...
Word.
Oh, Mike is back from the bathroom just in time for Raging Clue. This is a little something we do usually every show. TheJamHole.com/forums if you'd care to play along with us, join up. It's free. It's fun. If you enjoy the show, you will for sure enjoy Raging Clue. Basically what this is, our fans, friends, forum members comb the internet for the most awful, disgusting pictures they can find. They post a link to these pictures with a clue. And from that clue, we have to figure out what the picture is. How many clues do we have tonight?
Three.
Wonderful. What is the first raging clue?
Fighting for our freedom.
Freedom. Father.
Father. It's got to be a baby being born.
Fighting for our freedom?
Yeah, it's like fighting its way out of the vagina so it can be free.
All right. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
All right. Fighting for our freedom. You are also going to play. Did you get how this works?
They gave us a nasty picture, and that's the clue, and we got to guess what the picture is of.
Okay. Yeah. What the picture
Although,
is.
Sometimes they throw in a little curveball, and it's
right.
not so nasty.
Right.
So you got to stay on your toes.
It could really be anything. So
right.
that's
anything.
Have you guys ever actually guessed correctly?
Yes,
a couple times.
Quite a few times.
Okay. Yeah, we get close a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Not exactly.
Usually it's dick and balls or pussies.
Right,
or
just
people.
Some mutilated body part.
Right.
Just disgusting.
Fighting for our freedom.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say it's one of those military type pictures of some dude that got blown the fuck up by a shrapnel
true,
bomb.
True, that's a good guess.
That's my guess. What do you think, Mike? Fighting for our freedom.
Huh.
Freedom!
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 Yeah, that's probably the most likely one, what you just said.
Is that what you're going to go with? Some dude blown to pieces?
Let's see. You got a time limit on this?
Well, we're already over 2 hours, so.
Oh, really?
And there's two
shit.
More of these, so yeah.
Yeah, time flies when you're all high and
I know,
shit.
Right?
I know.
Fucking A, bubba.
Good times.
Fucking A.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go with that.
All right, survey says...
It is some dead bodies in the back of a pickup in Iraq with military soldiers.
Booyah, me and you.
Right.
Point to
Woo!
Us. Holla.
And I'll post these in the chat so
of
you can
course.
Also
and
see
they
them.
Are on thejamhole.com/forums. There's a post in everything else mm-hmm. called Raging Clue.
Okay, next clue is way to put a wrench in our plans.
Ooh, way to put a wrench in our plans. Well, if your plan is to have sex with a vagina, then I'm going to say it's a wrench in a vagina. That's my guess.
Really?
What do you think?
It's a wrench in an asshole.
All right, wrench in an asshole, wrench in a vagina. What do you think?
Oh, shit.
Way to put a wrench in our plans.
Oh, God could be anything.
I know, that's what makes it so. Yeah.
But just try and think the most disgusting thing, and it's probably
besides
that.
Wrench in a vagina or an asshole.
Right.
Maybe it's a wrench in a dick hole.
Or that's- maybe it's a guy with a wrench on his dick and he's twisting it.
Ooh, that's good, yeah.
It could be that.
Nice, nice.
You can have that one if you want.
All right, yeah, I'll take that
okay,
one.
He can right, have that one.
Dick getting wrench survey says... Oh! Come on,
it's,
man!
It's the back, the handle of the it's wrench a, in a guy's eye.
Some dude got stabbed in the eye with a wrench, not the wrench end. Not the business end
not
of the wrench.
Business end.
The other end. That's... Wow, dude.
That's pretty...
Every
gnarly.
Every night after we do these shows, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday night, I always have a dream. I have a few.
About one of these
but
clues.
But one of them always is one of these clues.
Really? I've never
and
had that happen.
I just want to say I don't enjoy it. I really, as much
I
as
bet.
You would think that I would just love that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you just eat it up.
And the thing that really kind of gets to me about it hmm. is when that happens, I usually wake up with a raging boner.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's kind of disheartening.
And then you have to just...
Wrench it the
yeah.
fuck off.
This bust hey, a raging nut.
Right, because wrenches bust nuts yep. if you do it too hard.
Right.
Holla.
Holla.
What's the third and final raging clue?
Drink my balls.
What?
What?
Drink my balls.
I'm going to have to say this is a curve ball, and it's a picture of a bottle of balls. Energy
oh,
drink.
Oh, that's, God,
that's
my
guess.
Got to be it. That has
is that
to
what
be
you're
it.
Going for?
Well, I'm going to guess something else just because.
All right.
I bet that's right.
Maybe drinking testicle.
I'm trying to think of something disgusting. Have you
it's
ever heard of that?
Bukkake, actually.
Maybe. There's this fucking weird thing I heard about a long time ago where guys will fill up their balls with this solution.
Oh, I heard that what, on Sick and Wrong,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's where
what
it was.
They do, basically,
it's like saline
is,
solution is all.
Right, they inject their ball sack with
right.
this saline
and
solution.
And it gets huge.
Right, and then when they jerk off, it sprays this shit mm-hmm. everywhere.
Just tons of it.
And sometimes they pop.
Yeah. <'Cause, laughs> so I'm guessing
because
that.
Because much like nasty. A balloon, your ball sack can only hold so much
right.
stuff, so much volume, if you will,
and these
before
kind of,
it just pops.
These kind of people, it's like a fetish thing, so they want more and
right.
more and
they're
more
always
and more.
Pushing the limits of
yeah.
what their ball sacks can handle.
Your ball sack can only handle so much punishment.
Like some, usually when before I go to bed, I do like 60 sit-ups and like 20 push-ups. Mm-hmm. These guys are doing like ball sack stretches and shit just to like get that shit more.
Right, get
I'm going
to
fit 5 more milliliters of saline solution tonight mm-hmm. than I did last night.
Nice.
And the night after that, 5 more on top of that shit.
Damn.
Till pretty soon,
that's a crazy routine.
Pretty soon you're injecting like gallons of this shit into your ball sacks. And then you run around, you're like, who's got the biggest balls? That's right, I do.
These
literally.
Nuts?
These nuts.
Okay, so what's your
guess,
guess,
Mikey?
I'm going to guess it's some sexual thing. Like
Bukkake?
Maybe, no, maybe more like someone pouring a beer over someone's balls and licking it off.
That
oh,
could be.
That's a nice
a good
guess.
One.
All
that
right.
That's a nice guess.
Survey says... Oh,
oh,
it is. That's awesome.
Oh, God.
Come on.
What
really?
Is it? I'm
are
not
you,
even going to look.
But. Are you fucking kidding me?
What is it?
I don't even know, but that's fucking disgusting.
All
right, you guys.
Looking.
That one grossed me the fuck out. He squeezed his ball sack. For
okay,
those,
you should seriously
hold on,
look let, it up in the chat.
Let
Mike.
Me explain this to the people not in the chat.
Or who don't want to look.
Right. Basically, this guy has a ball that's just...
Right, one of his testicles.
Can I explain this?
Right.
Okay. His nut is really big, so... he holds it with one fucking finger, and with the other fucking hand, he takes a needle... and he pokes a hole in it, and then he proceeds to drain that fluid into a glass.
A shot glass.
And it looks like pee. It's like a yellowish tint, and then he drinks it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking disgusting,
that
you guys.
That is probably the worst one ever.
Was that 26 that posted that?
Yeah, that was.
I am thoroughly disgusted. Thank you very much. Well... that is about it for episode 113 of The Jam Hole. You got anything else you want to get off your chest while we're here, Mike? Are you good?
Well, actually, you know, since my birthday and all, starting a new part of my life, you said, you know, I've been thinking about making some changes, just...
Please.
Well, you know, Obama
doing
is
crazy
president.
Shit.
Start with your underwear and then work your way out. So what?
All right, so, you know, as you know, Matt, because you were there, I haven't had a girlfriend in, what, like 2 years?
Something like that, but hey, who's keeping track?
And, you know, since I'm a junky loser that sits around my house and plays World of Warcraft, I don't ever really meet any girls.
So you're looking for another junky loser, preferably female, but hey, we're not picky at this point in time in our life.
The female would be good. And, you know, so, you know, all you possibly female women
possibly
listening to this podcast,
give it a shot.
You know,
there is this website called Craigslist. Awesome.
No, but I want to be, you know, I want to go and just see what I can do with just your podcast.
Really?
Let's see what your community, you know, either
win a
someone,
date with Mike?
Yes.
You don't even have to win it.
On a first come, first serve basis.
If you want it, you
got it. You know, you say you've got a social networking thing. That's how you describe yourself. So let's
see. Well, thejamhole.com/forums is it's a
but
social.
But part of the podcast is what the community is based around.
Right.
All right.
That's
so,
just
you know,
a place to gather.
See if any of your possibly female listeners or friends that are possibly female of your listeners, you know,
right,
if they're available.
Hey,
so,
anybody's available,
I'm cool.
Thejamhole.com/forums. What's your forum name? Mike?
Mike with a Y.
M-Y-K-E?
M-Y-K-E.
Is that how you want them to get a hold of you? Is
Paulo
that
says, go for it. Cuckoo is for you.
What?
If you can deal with two fucking kids.
No.
Good luck.
I've got six cats.
There you go. I heard that before she had kids, she was kind of a crazy cat lady.
So I'll put up my third forum post.
All right.
About that.
Yes, please.
So go to the forums.
Thejamhole.com.
You know, don't accidentally click on the unicorn one.
That's a scent from Paulo here.
That's nice.
That's pretty disgusting.
All right, well, if you guys want to date this awesome
you'll
world
have to tell me about Cuckoo, because I don't...
My ex-girlfriend, but she's on the forums.
Yeah, all right.
So
yeah, I'm sure she would be ready.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would...
Yeah, we broke up, man. Go for it. Fair game. Usually she listens live. She wasn't here tonight, probably. Well, we were kind of late getting started, but yeah. If any of you guys want to date this awesome human being that is my friend Mike... All the cats you can handle.
If you like to play World of Warcraft, that's a bonus.
If you like to shoot dope and or are sickly enough to actually have your own oxy prescription, all the better. Mm-hmm. Thejamhole.com/forums. So, yeah, that's about it we got for you guys tonight. Thejamhole.com is our site. You can always email us, info@thejamhole.com. If you need advice, if you have comments about the show, anything like that, just send us an email, thejamhole.com/donate. 30 t-shirts by December 1st, and we will finish out the year doing shows 5 days a week. We got myspace.com/jamholepodcast. If you want to know when the live shows are going to be or the names, numbers, and addresses of all the punk-ass motherfuckers that don't tip me when I deliver food, twitter.com/jamhole. We go vote for us on Podcast Alley. We haven't done that in a while.
No.
It's still November, so let's see where we can get this.
You had to think about that.
I know.
It's still like,
No,
it's in November.
So, yeah.
Although we both did shave. Is that weird?
Right.
We're both like...
I started No Shave November early, and I was basically... I told Mike this. I was just sick of getting food and semen stuck in my beard. It's just a pain in the ass to clean out.
Why is there semen on your face?
From when I jerk it.
But why you even...
Were you not listening to that whole part of the...
Do you...
You know what? I'm going to kick
you your... You said it was one time.
Right.
And so...
And I got sick of cleaning it out because it was a bunch.
So this was... The one time was recent?
Sure.
Really?
So we'll
if you're sick of getting it on there, don't do it anymore.
Well, now I don't have to worry about it, do I?
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday, probably around 8 p.m. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.